loose, ladies and gentlemen. It's Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. Strap yourselves in.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Trump came out yesterday and said, no, the polls show the American people love the Iran war, even though a poll of just Americans in general, it's over 80%, between 60 and 70% depending on the poll of Republican registered voters. But it doesn't matter to Trump. He says, we love it. This is just a total disaster. It's been in the different defense publications for at least 15 years, and it's an open secret that Saudi Arabia has a deal with nuclear weapon Pakistan, to keep their nukes there with their flagged planes, with their squadron there, just less than an hour away. And that if they ever got ready to go to full war, they would then bring their squadron back. Well, they brought that back a couple months ago. Now, headline, nuclear arms race in Mideast. Saudis get the bomb. That's the Drudge Report. Yep, he's in a do a deal with them to have nuclear enrichment centers that can make material for atomic and hydrogen boom booms. Trump to give nuclear weapon capability to Saudi Arabia in massive escalation. House set to vote on NDAA. That would turn U.S. military intelligence over to Israel. That's today. Bill Gates caught funding the Epstein investigation into himself. You can't make this up. Share the feed at AlexJonesLive.com, the news site, the front lines of the fight, and, of course, on X. Real Alex Jones, and of course, the mighty Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Now, I'm actually for Saudi Arabia having nuclear weapons, and I'm for Iran having them. Mutually assured destruction. That's right. North Korea's got them. Where's the war with them? I don't like North Korea. I don't like the mullahs. But you can't start wars with everybody because they get technologies. And this is Trump admitting that, okay, Iran's got the bomb, which they've been now admitting they've got. And Israel's real worried they got the delivery system. Well, Israel better be well-behaved. Or Israel can have its Samson option and we all die. Because you're not going to stop this proliferation. They claim they'd have a global government to stop it, and all the globalists have done is actually proliferate. Our government helped give the Pakistanis the damn nuke so they could menace India, and then look how that turned out. So you're not going to stop it. And this is Trump going, okay, Saudi Arabia, you can have the nuke. And Saudi Arabia is inching towards announcing they have it. Oh, but they can say, we built it ourselves. We have our own bombs now, which, of course, they can do. So now they're going to manufacture their own bombs. And Israel is mega, super, ultra, pee-pee, pissed off. And call the archivist. It's just, you know, it's good to show people this. About 2 months ago and about a month ago, I said, look for Saudi Arabia to go ahead and announce they got the bomb here pretty quick. Nobody else said that, but I did. Because, you see, I do my homework, and I know what I'm talking about. And I just want to point that out because a lot of people listen, but not enough. We wouldn't be in this position if people listened to the show more and my guests more, like Michael Young, that's coming in the last hour in studio today, true military geopolitical expert. Now, I am sick of leading the show with Iran and Russia and this stuff, but it sucks everything in, so you have to. But I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to wait, even though it's the biggest news ever. I mean, it's completely cuckoo town insane. Because I've got too much other incredible domestic stuff, and just, it's all so important, and I've been neglecting this. And I intend to open the phones up today as well. We got one hell of a transmission lined up for you, so start your engines and share those live feeds. That's everything, Ball Revere's. AlexJonesLive.com. It's got the live feed. Share it now.
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. I am your embattled and battle-hardened host. Truly, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. And we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I come back with special shows at different times, Saturdays and Sundays, 4 to 8 p.m. Central with Sunday Night Live. Okay, I'm going to table the Iran stuff until the last hour and a half when Michael Yon is in studio and we go down into the guest studio area. True military expert, most famous combat correspondent, photographer, geopolitical expert. I mean, he is smart as hell. He's going to be in studio with us. He's been traveling the world, hadn't been back for months and months, but he's here. He's been in Asia, been in Latin America, Europe, you name it. He'll be covering the waterfront with us on all of this that I'm about to mention briefly. Spent a few minutes on Iran and geopolitical developments, then I'm going to move on into the deep dive coming up the last hour and a half today. And then we've got all the other stuff. Did you know that there was an investigation into Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein, and it found out Bill Gates didn't do anything? And then in the fine print, do you know who paid for the investigation? But most of the corporate media wouldn't tell you that. Bill Gates. Bill Gates. Oh, and Jean-Luc Brunel's cohort has been found dead. He was the French Epstein, worked with Epstein. He's been found dead in Paris. Daniel Saeed was being investigated, and he's bye-bye. And Gates liked to stay over there with Epstein and Jean-Luc Brunel. And so you now had Warren Buffett pull all of his money out of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation 2 weeks ago. On the word that new information is about to come up. We've got that. Big tech is hiding $1.65 trillion in off-balance sheets AI debt bubble, experts say, could bust any time. We have huge domestic news, good news, some of the things Trump's been doing, having an effect even where I live and all over the country. Austin City workers remove rainbow crosswalks that have been up for years and flags everywhere like an enemy force had conquered us. Because federal and state law, and that ties into all the wild, disgusting pedo Pride Month garbage and the hangover from that. But I want to get to this as well, just mentioning what's coming up. This is at AlexJonesLive.com. Today, Congress votes to integrate U.S. military, tech, and supply chains with Israel. Total, complete integration of everything. Now, the main bill failed in the House last week, and they didn't pull Section 219. It's no longer Section 224. They've rewritten it, but it's the same wording written by Netanyahu. How do we know? He bragged and thanked Congress for adding his rider into the defense authorization, the $1.5 trillion piece of legislation. They want a $300 billion supplement right now, or the $2.3 billion a day being spent on the wonderful little war that the Israeli ministers, Smotrich and Gavir, said is wonderful. America's doing it and paying for it, and it's going to hurt Iran and hurt them with the Strait of Hormuz closed, and, of course, hurt the rest of the world economy, but they don't care. While we're busy doing that, they're going to grab Lebanon, much of the Gaza Strip, all of Gaza, much of course, Syria. It's just totally out of control. Meanwhile, Saudis reached deal with U.S. that could let them enrich nuclear fuel for making bombs. Put up the Drudge headline, a nuclear Saudi Arabia. Saudi goes nuclear. And we'll again get back into U.S. defense integration on horizon as House keeps Section 219 in NDAA. That's military.com. You know, when I get up here and I say, hey, this integrates our military at every level, from research and development to battlefield to satellites to telemetry to all the secrets to the codes, the Israel First lobby goes, that's not true. But military.com says that because you can read Section 219, and it says integrate, merge, synchronize, and there's a special office created that is only reports to the president, and is it merges the research and development and ownership of all of our weapons. I mean, it is just unbelievable. But they're riding on, oh, don't be Hitler. If you don't let a foreign country run everything and control you, you're Hitler. Just incredible. Meanwhile, Hegseth says not funding the department, $1.5 trillion, is the greatest threat our nation faces. Well, we also face the threat of being with NATO, trying to go to full war with Russia, and Israel sucking us into this war. So, I mean, I agree we need a strong military, but it's double-edged sword, isn't it? You know, you can have a shotgun in your gun case in case somebody robs you, but you don't want to, you know, hand the shotgun to some crazy homeless person, you know, out in the street. Meanwhile, Trump came out bizarre statements today and yesterday. Oh, Americans love the war. It's so good. And, you know, this is going to last maybe as long as Vietnam. He said that again. He said 19 years. Trump, please, God. Vietnam didn't last 19 years. I mean, things like this matter, folks. Most historians say it officially kicked off, never called a real war, but it was a full war at 64, Gulf of Tonkin, the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. We had advisors there 4 years before with the Indo-French. Indochina is what it was called, to control the opium trade. So you could say 15 years, but not 19, but that doesn't matter. He puts up all these wars that we basically lost and shows the amount of debt and says, look, it's not even approaching that. One is too many if it's not for a good reason and we're going bankrupt from it. And I saw an analogy on X that I think is excellent. This is still the perfect illustration of how we perceive the Hormuz risk. Everyone is seeing the avalanche coming, yet everyone thinks that somehow it is now under control. It isn't. There's no plan, no alternative routes that can scale fast enough. Hormuz open or closed, and now they're closing the Red Sea. The Houthis is all that matters. For all the parties involved, this is existential, so don't expect a quick resolution. So far, the IEA releases by China, oil demand reduction have brought us time, but that is reversing. China's oil imports are rebounding sharply. IEA releases run out within weeks. That's the big oil stockpile. And it's not just about oil, fertilizer, sulfur, LNG, all the rare earth minerals, and of course, helium for the chips. The building blocks of our modern society all flow through this narrow choke point. The only thing keeping markets afloat is the unreasonably high amount of hopium. Once it's gone, expect a violent situation. I agree with it. I want to show that avalanche here in a moment with audio, because it's a famous thing in the Alps. And I guess it's the French Alps. And they're like, oh, look at that big avalanche a couple miles away. And then when it hits them and buries them in 20 foot of snow, Portland people got killed. It wasn't entertaining anymore. It's like if you're ever at the ocean and you see the ocean getting sucked out, you're in Hawaii or Japan, they get hit by tsunamis, you want to get to high ground. You see the ocean all of a sudden, it's not like a tide that goes out over a few hours. If you see it all in a few minutes, you know, 3, 4, 5 feet down, you can see the, you know, all the stuff, and you're walking, and you walk out there, and it's all incredible, and you're like, wow, we can pick up the starfish and everything else. What's going on? Well, that's because a big 100-foot wave's coming in a few minutes. And that's what this is like. You know, my great-grandmother told me the story. She lived about 95. My great-grandmother, his side, lived 103. But I remember her telling me the story because her mom was, we were at the nursing home in Dallas. And she said, tell them that story when you were 5 years old in Galveston. It was one of the famous cases that they had an earthquake offshore and a big tsunami came in, even the Gulf, they have them. And she just talked about how her father grabbed her arm and said, let's get out of here. And now they went up in the top of the hotel and watched like a 30, 40-foot wave come in and smash some stuff. And it wasn't that big a deal. But the point is, this is a big deal. So I'm going to stop here in a moment. But first, here is Trump saying, oh, no, I saw a poll where people love it. What, like that CNN one 2 months ago? 100% of MAGA love the war. And they asked CNN, what was the methodology? Oh, we called some MAGA supporters. Oh, you. And they said, how many did you call? And they went, oh, 6 people that they'd already vetted. Oh, we love it. Goodness gracious. Maybe you could call Mark Levin's office and get, you know, I bet you get up 50 people. You know, I mean, how many staff? 20 people, whatever he's got staff-wise. You know, I think the Daily Wire is like 100 people. You could probably call the Daily Wire and say, hey, are you for this war? Absolutely, because you don't want to lose your job. That's not a real poll. So let's go to Trump and then go to the famous avalanche. This happened like 10 years ago now. Where it's like, oh, look at that avalanche. Remember the famous footage they've put in so many places where it's out in California, Southern California, and there's raging wildfires across the highway, and people just keep playing golf. And then they show photos a few hours later, and the golf course is all burned down. People barely made it out. It's like, oh, look, 200 yards away, you know, 100-foot tall fire, high winds. Let's just finish our golf game here. It is the learned helplessness we're dealing with. Or not even that. It's a normalcy bias where we are just sleepwalking into doom here. Every think tank, every military school, Army War College, all of them. Rand Corporation, another Pentagon report came out 2 days ago mirroring what they told Trump before Israel drug us in the war 145 days ago. And they said extremely low, less than 10% probability the mullahs fall. They will hang on for years. They will close the strait. It will cause a global economic crisis. And they just issued a new report publicly saying, don't do it. I said I'd get to it later. It's just hard to not hit this, but I'm so loaded with other incredible news that I've got to stop. So I'm going to stop with just Trump and just the avalanche, which is an allegory and an analogy of what we're facing. Here it is.
As we go to honor these soldiers, do you have an update on the investigation as to how they were killed in Jordan?
No, they're doing that. That'll be released.
You know what? It was Iran targeting Barrett.
I don't know. Well, they're going to pay a big price. They're being decimated.
Is that report inaccurate?
Yeah, please.
Sir, what do you say to families of these fallen soldiers? When Americans are wrongly against this war, how do you ask them to...
Well, Americans aren't against the war. A poll just came out. Americans don't want high gasoline prices, but they're not against the war. That just came out loud and clear in a poll. Nobody wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Do you want Iran to have a nuclear weapon? You think it's good? Go ahead. All I'm going to say is we love you. We love your child, and that's what they are to them. They're their children. There's no games, no nothing. That's their child. And all you can do is throw out your heart. Thank you. Thank you very much.
One moment, you're enjoying a delicious breakfast. Mile and a half away is a mountainside. I'm like, oh, look. It's a big avalanche coming down the side of the mountain. Oh, boy. Notice the children are like, let's get out of here. Daddy, let's get out of here. Now let's play that again with audio, and I want to tell you about the point we're at right now. Okay? We're all sitting here. It's like Russia and Iran or Mars or Pluto or, you know, Saturn. They're out in the asteroid belt. They're a trillion miles away. Out of sight, out of mind. Yeah, you see oil prices up, gas prices. Yeah. You see the problems. You hear about the dead and you see the explosions, but it's still far away place. It's kind of like fantasy land. It's like a TV channel. You don't really focus on it, but it focuses on you, and it's not an entertainment channel. It's the real world. Go ahead and roll it. And then now, you know, there's the escalation of the Saudis are getting nukes from the U.S. Told you that was already going on months ago, and they're calling now official. And war started about 145 days ago. That's about that point when the avalanche starts. And they're looking up at the top of the mountain. Oh, wow. Is that an avalanche? Oh. And now we're coming up to about where we are right now in late July 2026. It's about a mile away now right there, and everybody's still going, boy, that looks interesting. Wow, that's interesting. That's powerful. Let's keep going. And here we'll be in about a month, and then in about 2 months, and about 3 months, and about 4 months, and about 5 months, and 6 months, and 7 months, and 8 months. It just gets worse and worse, and then about a year from now, guaranteed economically alone, this happens. Here we are 14 months later. Starvation, tens of millions starving, Europe being flooded with immigrants, migrants, refugees from all this, and everybody screaming, help me, daddy. And the cameras smashed and knocked out. So, and the people are banged in and shoved into the building to bleed to death, covered in 30 feet of snow. So, and I'm just sitting here watching it in slow motion. People talk about this, and it's happened to me twice, where somebody runs a red light. And everything slows down. You know, you're supposed to pay attention. You're not really. It turns green. I always look now more than once. And you go ahead and go out, or you're driving back, you know, a couple hundred yards. And you see the light turn green, so it's open. You just go ahead and go through. And all of a sudden, you look, and here's a car or an SUV. And, oh, my God, they ran the light. And you're like, in a split second, do I jam the accelerator? Do I hit the brakes? Is there a car behind me? You're just a split second thing. And everything slows down. You're like, okay, no cars behind me. I think I'm going to slam on the brakes. One time I slammed on the brakes. One time I hit the accelerator. And one time, slam on the brakes, it flew right past me, going like 70 miles an hour, would have killed me, would have T-boned me. That was the right move. The other time I jammed on the accelerator, and that was a Jeep. I was driving the Tahoe. It totaled it. Security here knows. They remember I called my cell and said, come pick me up. I'm at the corner of this and that. And I hit the accelerator. And thank God I always drive the fastest Tahoes they got. Those things are fast. And I made the right move because he'd have T-boned me and killed me. But he hit the back so hard, it knocked the back wheels out towards the ass of the car, smashed the whole back off. Tahoe spins two or three times. I got a little bit of a cut, a little bit of a concussion. Got a headache, kind of this whole frosty stuff around my eyes. Called security away. The cops got there, filled the stuff out. Didn't even wait, for the tow truck. Thanked the cop, jumped in the security car, came over here in the morning to the show. That was like 3 years ago. And the reason I tell that story is, you look, and then you look, and then you go ahead and drive. And in fact, one time was a red light. This was at an intersection of Southwest Parkway. And there was a hill coming up, and the guy had to be going like 80. And I looked, but not enough. And so when I pulled out kind of leisurely, and then I saw him, and then I slammed on the brakes so he didn't T-bone me. So I'm sorry I'm telling those stories. I'm having flashbacks here. But everything slows down at that moment. You know what I'm talking about. And that's where we are right now as a society. So that's all coming up. I'm going to take this and all the new stuff. They're bringing me new stuff by the minute. I'm going to take this and the Israel's ambassador, and I'm not talking about Huckabee. He really is their ambassador, but their other ambassador, says arrest anyone criticizing AIPAC. And he uses the example of Mondami, who I cannot stand and who I wish, could be deported, even though he's a citizen. of, oh, not only is he calling for the arrest of Netanyahu, which he's backed off of, and if they have, you know, the international indictments and the rest of it, I think because of diplomatic immunity at the UN, Mondami didn't have the authority to do it. So Mondami did back off of that. But now the ambassador, I have the video here on Israeli TV, actually on U.S. TV, in English, he says, we need to arrest anybody that talks bad about AIPAC or Israel. Israel ambassador Danny Dannon says Mayor Mondami should be arrested for inciting hate against Jewish organizations like AIPAC by calling them monsters. Now, and then you're like, oh, good, I hate Mondami. No, this will set the precedent to arrest anybody that criticizes Israel. This is dangerous. So Israel doesn't just want to control the military and our intelligence and control the purse strings, claim they co-own our weapons. That's set in the House today, and they say they've got the votes, Section 219, to literally merge our military, military.com, Wall Street Journal. Oh, yeah, it merges it. It's what it does. Bigger than Dallas. A two-year-old, they could read. A five-year-old could understand it. So this is a big, big deal. But I'm going to table it. Tabling now. No more. I'm stopping because I've got to hit all the rest of this. Now, I'm going to talk about Charlie Kirk when we come back and how it ties in with Nick Fuentes. Charlie Kirk posthumously from the grave, and Nick last night talking about the persecution of Trump supporters, the murder and more. They tried to kill him a few years ago, came to this house. And then the guy died in a shootout with police, and no one even really covered it. National media didn't cover it. And a lot of the so-called patriots said, oh, Nick's making it up. No, there's just surveillance footage of him there with a gun saying, I'm here to kill you. Then he goes down the street and shoots three people, and then the cops kill him. Oh, yeah, that was a real hit. This is important to understand where we're going in the country. If the Republicans don't deliver on going after Antifa and these communist groups, and you don't need to arrest them for criticizing Israel, that's the First Amendment, or anybody else. They can criticize me. That's fine. They need to be arrested for organizing violence and organizing terrorism, because you got free speech, but you sit around in meetings, and you've seen all the undercover video around the country that a bunch of reporters we've had on have gotten, Nick Sordor and James O'Keefe, I mean, countless videos. Savannah Hernandez, where they sit around talking about how they're going to overthrow things and kill people and kill police, and they name names. You can't sit around with armed people in a basement talking about who you're going to kill and how you're planning it. That's a conspiracy. That should be 45 damn years in jail. So we're going to go to break. I'm going to get into these important clips, and then I'm going to shift gears into amazing stuff. Good news on a bunch of fronts, and some of the good things Trump and the Republicans have done that is now paying off. But Trump won't even promote the good stuff he's done now. He just says, I don't care about what's happened to the average American not be able to have affordability. I don't believe in an unaffordability problem. I don't even think about America's financial pain. I just think about the war, and America loves the war. So we've got that. We've got insane stuff dealing with what Mondami is up to and what the Democrat Socialists of America are up to. We've then got all of this AI bubble news about to burst news. Then we've got all these leftist women converting to Islam. I mean, you talk about bonker town. We're going to be getting to all of that and more. ChatGPT is now not just censoring the Bible, it's censoring all sorts of stuff. We got examples of that. We've got so much loaded in the next hour and a half. No, it's more than an hour and a half. The next 2 hours before Michael Young gets here. And then we're doing a two-hour deep dive on the Iran disaster and other geopolitical issues. And what's coming next? Stay with me and share those live feeds now. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it, and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either, or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl.
For massive news blitz, huge reports, deep dives, covering the waterfront, tying it all in as we chronicle where our species is and where we're headed and ways to right our trajectory before certain cascading cataclysms and certain doom. Because now we have the power of the gods, little g, to destroy ourselves. Whether Atlantis existed or not, and had advanced technologies that destroyed their civilization, we are now at the Atlantean threshold, at the event horizon, the point of no return, my friends. So first off, getting in the news, it is so important what Charlie Kirk said at many TPUSA events and events that he had me at remotely and in person, And he really championed at the White House staying focused on domestic issues, staying focused on getting voters registered, staying focused on getting people back to Americana and a sense of what it is to be American and countering the poison of the communists, the Satanists, the Hollywood scum, the left, and the Islamic takeover. And even foreign powers, you know, obviously like Israel trying to control our domestic and foreign operations as well. And now you really don't hear anything from Trump or his administration about the censorship that you still see going on against many of the most prominent hardcore people that MAGA wrote in on who are going to be here after Trump sails off into the sunset with his jumbo jet and the rest of it that the Qataris gave him. And we need to be talking about the future of this country and how we oppose the democratic socialists. So it is essential that we champion and that we defend the folks that are on the front lines of this fight. And I do that for the other talk show hosts, the other journalists. And we need to get back to that point when it was so intense and so out in the open 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Because the left of the censors backed off a little bit with the debanking and the algorithms and the shadow banning, but now it's coming back. And we also have the DOJ and foreign governments coming into the U.S. and persecuting people. Say what you want about Andrew Tate. All the past investigations, all the past stuff they brought out turned out to not be true. Oh, he's going to be arrested for beating this girl. And she's like, no, I was begging him to spank me. You can tell it's a game. All the rest of it is Keir Starmer wanting to throw him under the prison. And now they claim all these years later that, 19 images of child exploitation that they got somewhere, not even from his phone, and that there was also extreme porn. What's that mean? I've had the Democrats plant that garbage on me, and the FBI put a letter out saying, no, he's the victim of it. They sent it to me unopened. Then they depose, get it in discovery, and find the hidden links and go on the news that I'm sending out child rape videos to people. Unbelievable. So I've experienced what they do. I've experienced the Daily Mail and all the other groups going in the Southern Poverty Law Center, contacting former wives and girlfriends and people I never even dated that they saw in a Facebook photo where I shook their hand at a party and they called up and said, did he rape you or offer you all this money to say he did? And thank God I've not been prolific like, you know, Andrew Tate, or I'm sure they'd find some crazy person like E. Jean Carroll with Trump to make stuff up. So because of the political nature of it, we know it's just out of hand, can't be trusted. Stuff from 15, 20 years ago, you can't even prove. And time again, the stories fall apart and aren't true. They go, six women said he raped him. And then he gets five of the six go public and said, I never even said that. And the other one said, I'm pulling back my charges. And again, he's not really my style. He's an interesting guy, been on the show. But, you know, that whole bravado thing, that's not really my style. But he has a right to do that. He has a right. And the left was threatened by Andrew Tate because he was kind of the other extreme. Cuck, hate yourself if you're male, hate yourself if you're a white male, be a feminine, don't ask girls out, just be a loser. And he's over there on the other extreme, you know, how to be a pickup artist and, you know, how to, you know, be really impressive and all this. And that works on a certain genre of women. You just act like a jerk and like you're King Kong or something. They think, well, this guy must be, you know, it, you know, kind of like rebel without a cause, leather jacket, switchblade, you know, acting tough. That's the old style of that. That's why do the hottest girls like to date jerks? Well, they certainly will date a jerk over a milquetoast wimp who can't even stand up for themselves. So they went after him just like all the TV commercials and, you know, you don't ask a girl out or it's rape. Because they want to try to shut down a movement of males being confident. Because if males get confident and get aggressive and competitive again in society and life and business, then the globalists can't overrun society and control everybody. They need to bring down the West because people will want to have Western values as their superior. So it must fall and be discredited. So we accept globalism, transhumanism, the end of history, as they call it. They got to destroy the family. They've got to destroy the male role model, hence all the movies and TV shows where the male role model's an idiot. That was funded by the CIA starting in the 70s. Paul Ehrlich talked about it on national TV. Of course, it's all coming out now that since they cut off the U.S. aid money, billions of dollars to rap and gangster rap, it's all off the charts and falling apart and their concerts are down over 70%. I was told by top rock stars household names. They even came on the show and talked some about it, but never got the specifics. They named names of the top record executives who came to them in the early 90s and said, it's going to be gangster rap. You got to get into rap. You got to do collaborations with gangster rap, which you saw the rock stars do. Because we're pushing this. It's a government directive. And now that's all over the news. Now that's coming out. Rap music just vanished from the Billboard Top 40 for the first time in 35 years. It's no longer being funded by the CIA. So they, oh, go out, shoot people, be a thug, kill people. That's what's manly, so they can put you in prison. No, Tate's saying don't go shoot people, don't be in prison. Be successful in business, be confident. Work your ass off. And then he kind of goes to some extremes over there. But, you know, to guys that are not confident, they need to kind of, I'm not saying he's not confident, they need to go to the extreme to get out of their comfort zone. If the Overton window is way over here in Sissy Land, you got to go over here to Barbarian Land to pull yourself away from that. I understand being extreme to move an Overton window because you think you're going to be extreme. You just kind of pull it halfway. Now you're where you need to be. But that's why now they're making noises. Oh, it's very rare for us not to extradite somebody to England. Trump's getting ready to flush the Tate brothers. And you look at Tristan, he's completely innocent of anything. And they won't even tell him who the accusers are. Now there's new ones, and it's always the same. It's the Me Too movement. But no indictments for, you know, any of the Jeffrey Epstein clients. That's all killed. That's all shut down. Nothing for Howard Lutnick. And it's all about demonizing Trump. If Trump does the right thing and doesn't let them extradite them with something Keir Starmer, and as he was outgoing, did as a last gasp, well, then Trump has betrayed more of his supporters. Because Trump's hung around with him. The White House has. And I told Tate, and I told them, I said, you guys come in here and being political and going around and being with Trump and stuff. I said, you do whatever you want. But that's going to make the left come after you, and they're going to cook more stuff up. And Tate and them are like, well, we disproved all the other crap. I'm sick of this. I'm not going to live in fear. And I get that. But, man, you don't want to get in front of a bull with a red cape unless you're a professional matador and, you know, you're willing to risk your life, and that's what you were brought up to do. And, I mean, I guess if you guys want to do that, do it. And I understand on issues, I wave a red cape in front of the bull, but I don't do anything unnecessary. I'm as bold and aggressive as I need to be. Like when I paid out $300,000, $2,000 per person, that's hundreds of people, to get on national TV and scream, Bill Clinton's a rapist. And you got 10,000, you said it to his face. We paid out like 7 or 8 of those. You think the Clintons liked it when everywhere they went, they were being screamed at, called rapist? That helped Trump win? You think they liked everywhere they went, have an airplane saying Hillary for prison? Lock Hillary up? You think they liked sandwich board trucks? We spent millions and millions of dollars 2016 because we had a bumper amount of money coming in. And did I take the surplus money and get a private jet or a big mansion? No. I pumped it into big video billboards and hundreds of flights of aircraft and citizen activists giving them bonuses to do it. I mean, I'll stick my head in a lion's mouth, but I won't do it for the circus. I'll do it if the keys to victory is in the lion's mouth. Then I'll get in the lion's mouth. But I won't do it like a clown at a three-ring circus, not a circus master. And I'm not saying that's what Tate was, but they're going to extradite him, I believe, unless there's major pressure. And then they're still going to say, oh, look, the Trump buddy is in jail. Oh, look, they're going to hold him for years before trial. So Andrew's an interesting guy, smart guy, so his brother. You know, he likes peacocking around and teaching guys how to, you know, do that. And again, that's not my style, but that's okay. It's healthier than being an emasculated chicken neck. So let me get to this because I'm setting it up here. Tate's just a piece of this. I've been patient zero. The left said this all over national news. They said, if we can get Jones, we can get everybody. So that's why when you share the articles, the videos, the reports, it's an act of revolutionary resistance because the bad guys came after me the hardest and first. And only thanks to your word of mouth, your prayer, financial support, TheAlexJonesStore.com, are we still here. So I salute you and I thank you. But the products are insane. They're good. They're amazing. And I want to sell you stuff that works. That's why it's guaranteed to work. But I'm going to get to a plug later. Let's go to from the grave, Charlie Kirk, one of many times, pointing out why I needed to be defended, why the Republican establishment needed to step up, which they didn't do. Ed Martin did, and Todd Blanche killed the investigation into the CIA and FBI running the attacks on me. Yeah, they have all the documents. Six criminal investigations they had going. Killed them last year. And then they killed Charlie, literally, not just the investigation. And then Nick Fuentes on Trump hanging people out to dry. It's not a good sign, and it needs to stop. Here it is.
Alex Jones was patient zero for the censorship regime back in 2018. And now Alex Jones is patient zero for lawfare strategies to be able to shut people up that they don't like. Is Alex Jones outlandish? Of course he is. He's a quasi-entertainer. That's one of the reasons why he's so popular. But Alex Jones has been right about a lot of things. And so people say, well, don't talk about it, you know, stay away from it. I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson what happens when I stay quiet and I listen to these people. I'm not going to put up with another bad precedent being set because I'm told that I should hate Alex Jones. He's outlandish. He's wild. He's entertaining. I don't agree with him on everything. They're doing this to be able to show, it's a spectacle. And some people say, look, Charlie, this isn't about the regime doing a spectacle. It's about the families of murdered kids. Look, I think it's not right what Alex Jones said and what he did. He agrees with that. Should you be able to shut somebody up because of it? Rachel Maddow accused One America News Network of being funded by the Russian government, and a judge tossed that away because under free speech provisions. $1 billion? We're going to talk about this in the next segment throughout the hour. This also is an opportunity that I hope all of you take. Watch carefully today. The podcasts you listen to, the radio shows you consume, the TV shows you watch. This is a scorecard moment. If your favorite conservative commentator is silent on Alex Jones, that is very telling. Lawyers for the Sandy Hook families say a verdict will send a signal to other conspiracy purveyors about the cost of online lies and set in motion a chain of events that could shut InfoWars down. So basically the New York Times is saying this is a lot bigger than just Alex Jones. And you might be out there and say, I hate Alex Jones and he's a wackadoodle and all this sort of stuff. Look at the bigger picture. Have you learned nothing about how these people operate? Conspiracy purveyor. Who exactly is that? You know who the conspiracy purveyors are? Every single one of those mockingbird maniacs on television that was telling us Donald Trump is a Russian agent. You're the conspiracy theorist. But they'll never be held accountable. No, what they mean by conspiracy theorist is someone who asks questions against the core tenets, as Friedrich Nietzsche, the pieties that you can't ask, like election integrity or the alphabet mafia.
Kirk was right then. He's even more right now. And that's why it's a revolutionary act when you share articles, our videos, our live feeds at alexjoneslive.com. That's why we've got to remember to stand together, to hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. We will hang together or hang separate at the end of ropes. All right, here's Nick Fuentes last night.
Under the Biden administration, Biden pardoned Hunter Biden. Biden protected his people. He gave preemptive pardons to his people. When the Democrats are in power, they arrest 1,800 Capitol rioters. They indict Donald Trump himself. They oversee Alex Jones being destroyed and all the rest of it. They help their friends. They punish their enemies. Trump gets elected. He doesn't do anything to our enemies. He lets them go free. And the allies, Alex Jones is bankrupted under Trump. Charlie Kirk is shot under Trump. Andrew and Tristan Tate are extradited under Trump. What does Trump do for anybody in the right wing in this country? What does he do to nurture the radical right? Nothing. Has he stopped us from being censored? No. Has he stopped us from being debanked? No. Has he shut down any of these ridiculous civil suits? No. Has he shut down the mainstream media, which defames and slanders us? No. Has he suspended cooperation with the ADL? No. They brought him back. shut down Antifa, look at their funding networks. Nothing, not a thing about it. We're still getting killed out there, literally and figuratively. Still getting attacked, still getting shot, still getting censored, slandered, lied about, in some cases prosecuted, extradited. So this would be yet another shameful stain on the second Trump administration if Rubio allows Andrew and Tristan Tate to be deported. And it does come down to him. He has to sign it. And you know what? Because Rubio is a pro-Israel Zionist, I'm sure he'd be happy to. Because Andrew and Tristan Tate have been critical of Israel in the past. That's why the Florida Attorney General was coming after them when they landed here. I'm sure for the same reason, Marco Rubio would be happy to sign that. Personnel is policy. This is your second Trump administration. So it's just a total farce. Stuff like this just should not be happening. It should not be happening. Have Andrew and Tristan Tate not suffered enough? How many years in prison, in solitary confinement, under house arrest, they've never been convicted? They have not been convicted of a single crime and yet faced years in prison and solitary confinement, travel restrictions, harassed by Interpol and police. Not convicted of a single thing. And then they fly to the United States under the golden age when it's all good. And they're going to get picked up and shipped out to the United Kingdom on behalf of literally the gayest, most anti-white country currently in existence. It just should, this sort of thing just should not be happening. We should be free from fear and free from the terror of the left when Trump is the president. Is that not the bare minimum? Okay, mass deportations are tricky. Okay, border wall takes time. Okay, I guess war with Iran and Ukraine is a little more complicated than we thought. Like, maybe you're willing to make allowances for these things. I'm certainly not, but maybe you are. At the bare minimum, we should not live in fear of the terror of the left when Donald Trump is the president. It should not just be going on like this. Alex Jones is still bankrupt. Charlie Kirk is dead. Candace Owens is being sued by France. Andrew and Tristan Tate are being extradited to the UK. I'm still banned from all social media. How is this right? How is this fair? We won. Our side won. And yet, the terror continues. And that is everything to do with our DOJ and our Secretary of State and our president.
Well said, Charlie Kirk. Well said, Nick Fuentes. And whether you agree with everything they say or not, or what will I say or not, you should support us because we have the system coming after us. Remember a few years ago, guy comes to kill Nick at his house, says he's going to kill him, has a gun, goes and shoots a bunch of people, kills people, dies in a shootout with the cops like 30 minutes later down the street. And no national media picked it up, some local news. And then I defended Nick and other people, other quote influencers who were jealous, just said, oh, he's made it up. Even when he released the video. This is the stuff that goes on. This is what we do to expose what's happening. And we need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. So we're going to start the next hour jam-packed with incredible news on so many fronts. But let me just tell you how you can support and get Rick Prox at the same time. There is a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. If you loved Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy, this is basically the same formula, but even stronger with some other ingredients added that make it even better. Time-released with all the key minerals and vitamins and cofactors. It is incredible. Methylene Red Capsules. This is a proprietary product that goes with Methylene Blue, but by itself supercharges your cells and your whole body as a stimulant, but doesn't feel like one with no letdown. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Ultimate Methylene Red. I should spend 5 minutes just telling you what this does. Go read the ingredients. Ask ChatGPT or Grok about it. Ask him what these things will do for you. In fact, I did this with the Methylene Red when it came out 6 months ago. I want to do that again and just show you what it says about it. I mean, this is high-end stuff at a low price. You can get it for 50% off right now. Methylene Red Capsules, introducing those. Mind-fueled nootropic energy shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture to detoxify and go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate chill, which is the kava and all the rest of it. You'll be totally calm, but also focused. That goes great with ultimate energy. You stack them. And a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. Most of the apparel has like a 75% markup. If it's a small, it costs less, so it's 100%. When you buy like an XXL, it's less than 100% markup. It's like 75%. So when you have 30% off on the apparel, we're making like $5 on it. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. Whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexshowstore.com. I love this lightweight, so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. It's super lightweight, amazing. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer-like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. And it's you know, what everybody I see wears at the gym. I mean, it's just that they're great. And it's got a ring of stars with 1776 on the right hip. Very clean, very nice. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery T-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery T-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We have all these pure Americana beauties. We've got the new white trash collection that we should pull up and show people. That's what I'm calling it, because I always see truckers and stuff wearing it. I mean that affectionately. But it's, you know, a beautiful Daisy Duke or beautiful blonde, beautiful brunette, you know, with 1776 across it, Texas flag, rebel flags, American flags, Gadsden flags. We got a whole bunch of these Texas Rebel limited edition vintage style T-shirt. I love it. These are obnoxious. If you're going to go big. There's a whole line of those bad boys with the beautiful ladies on them right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the very best shower filters with the highest ratings, cutting out the most garbage at the lowest price. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing, my favorite cross, Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. Thealexjonesstore.com, and you stand with us. And you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar, thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, share the live feeds right now at rumble.com/thealexjonesshowlive and on X Rel Off Jones. That's the Paul Revere. That causes a chain reaction. We'll be back with hour number two. Stay with us. When the deep state removed Richard Nixon back in 1974, he had the highest approval rating of any president since they started doing approval ratings in the last 100-plus years. And so now there's this rediscovery of Nixon, and he's certainly anti-establishment. So we have an entire line of Nixon 2028 shirts that are extremely triggering to libtards and others. And so many other incredible designs now available at thealexshowstore.com. But whatever you do, visit the site, the very best supplements, amazing methylene blue, the best bovine colostrum, collectible coins, the very best water filtration, highest ratings for showers, and for your drinking water. All of it is symbiotic. All of it's a win-win. All of it is great. All of it empowers you and it funds our operation. Please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, share our new news site with the live video feeds, the archive feeds, the videos, the special reports, the articles at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the Second American Revolution worldwide at alexjoneslive.com. And follow me on X at Real Alex Jones on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. You're the Paul Revere's. Tell them where the resistance is right now. You've got all the power. When you take action, you're unstoppable. I salute you and I thank you. Now take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They called me crazy. They called me paranoid. But now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of I Told You So.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
America, it is vital that you don't fall asleep on Israel's creep into the U.S. military. On July 14th, the Senate's cloture vote on the bloated $1.15 trillion NDAA for fiscal year 2027 collapsed 50-46, falling short of the 60 votes needed. Senate Majority Leader John Thune pulled a slick maneuver, though, flipping his vote to no just to file a motion to reconsider and keep this monstrosity on life support. Buried deep inside are the infamous provisions, Section 219 in the House, Section 1217 in the Senate, sections that Representative Thomas Massey has rightly branded as an unprecedented institutional merger, jamming Israeli technology straight into America's weapons systems, slashing congressional oversight, and locking foreign influence into our defense industrial base.
In the NDAA, Section 219, which is going to start commingling our military supply chains and technology with Israel's, doesn't make sense to do that with a country of 10 million people. But they've got that in the NDAA. I'm told that's not coming up this week, but we know it's going to come up sometime, probably sometime soon. And so I've offered an amendment to strip Section 219, it was called Section 224, from that bill.
While Democrats torpedoed the bill, mostly over Trump's Iran policy.
Now, the real danger to national security is this war that's out of control. It's this war that has alienated our allies. It's this war that has totally diminished American power and ability to defend ourselves in the world.
But the real Trojan horse, APAC Uniparty, pulled one of the oldest tricks in the book, dangling a shiny carrot on a stick while they ram the dagger of surrender deeper into our sovereignty. In a razor-thin procedural vote, the House bundled the SAVE Act that includes the toxic Section 219 Israel military tech merger, forcing Americans to swallow the unprecedented fusion of our weapon systems, supply chains, and defense industrial base with a foreign power just to get basic election integrity. You aren't getting real voter ID without handing over control of America's military future to Tel Aviv. How in the hell is this national defense? The fusion of U.S. and Israeli military tech barely registered a whisper from the Mockingbird media. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, The New York Times, and the rest hammered the partisan gridlock angle nonstop, framing it as simple obstruction, while burying the sovereignty-shredding details of this United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. Outlets that preach democracy and integrity treated Section 219 and 1217 like it was invisible.
Breaking news tonight. The major health scare across the country is lettuce making Americans sick.
Meanwhile, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is quietly hammering another nail into the coffin of American foreign policy independence. His Section 622 provision, now renamed 619, is still buried in the Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal year 2027. The provision is a straitjacket forcing future presidents to expand and enhance intelligence sharing across virtually every sensitive domain in the Middle East, with strict limits on any president's ability to pause, reduce, or restrict that flow unless they can prove a specific and identifiable national security concern. This stealth provision remains a quiet time bomb, waiting for leadership to push it through, likely buried in a larger package when the timing is right to strike. As of today, nothing has moved in the Senate. Thune's motion sits ready while horse trading drags on. But the House is barreling forward this week, with the Rules Committee deciding today on Massey's amendment to strip Section 219. Patriots are flooding the lines, but the bipartisan blob keeps pushing this deeper fusion anyway. This NDAA isn't about defending America first. It's about entrenching forever wars, drafting our children into a hell pit, scoring foreign leverage and forever entangled.
That's right. That report's from yesterday. It's set to pass the House today with the section for the Israeli takeover in it. Call Congress now. Tell them strip Section 219, written by Netanyahu. Stay with us.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Number two on this Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026 transmission. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones. All right, in about an hour and a half, Michael Yon is going to be in studio with us on the deep dive on geopolitics, the closing of the Strait of Hormuz, what it means with the Houthis getting ready, and they got the power they did before to close the strait there in the Red Sea. The giant Defense Authorization Act, Trump announcing that he's getting ready to transfer centrifuges that can produce nuclear weapons-grade material to the Saudis. That's your headline, Saudis to get nukes. You heard that nowhere but here. People are like, that's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, really it is, huh? Right? My bread and butter is getting it right, folks. I don't tell you something unless I've done deep research and know it to be true. When I speculate on things, I'll tell you. Now, this is speculation. When I'm telling you it's not speculation, it's not speculation. That's all coming up. But I want to look at the left. I want to focus on them. We focus so much on Trump going sideways and the betrayal and the good he does and the bad he does, and I got some examples of the good. But at the end of the day, Trump's 80 years old. Trump's going to be moving on. We got to talk about what we face around the world, in Europe, in the United States, in what's left of Christendom, from the left and what they're up to, and the fact that a lot of people are waking up and the Great Awakening's here. And so at a certain level, we've got to oppose the bad stuff Trump does, support the good stuff he does, but not fetishize it and only harp on that. Cover the Trump stuff, and we do, but also continue to look at what the future is from the left, the Democrat Socialists of America, the Fabian Socialists of England and the UK and Europe, and the fact that they're not a failed ideology. And people need to get this. I've harped on this a lot. We've got new examples of it. Communism with Marx and Engels, admittedly, came out of the Jacobins and the French Revolution, who claimed they wanted to empower humanity, but really they wanted to set themselves up as absolute rulers. They wanted to end the family unit. They wanted to have a 9-day work week, change the calendar. They wanted to dumb everybody down to make them easily manageable. They wanted to be absolute satanic rulers run by the Illuminati. Adam Weishaupt out of Ingolstadt University in Germany. And that's mainline history. People hear that and go, God, that's fiction. No, no, no. The Illuminati was a real organization, was behind the French Revolution. George Washington wrote a bunch of letters when he was president opposing the French Revolution, opposing the Illuminati. Just go to the National Archives online, type in George Washington letters on the Illuminati. There's dozens of them. They're incredible, written in his own hand. It's amazing. So people don't know this stuff. They need to know it. So the serfs in Europe, the serfs in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the serfs in Russia that were white slaves, They were being freed in the 1770s and 80s. And so they needed a new system to get people back under control. They advertised it as communism. Workers of the world unite. We're going to put everything in a big pot and share it equally. But that's not what happens. Then people say, oh, communism killed hundreds of millions in the last century, and communism's a failure, and why does the left push it, and why do big banks and the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN push it? And because it's a form of slavery, and the elites that run it live in opulent circumstances and control you, the peons. It has nothing to do with actually empowering people, and it's not a failed system that doesn't work. So why do they keep trying to bring something that doesn't work? Why are they dumb? Why do the environmentalists want a carbon tax on air? That's dumb. Why do they want to get rid of half the farms? That's dumb. No, it's about serfdom. It's about control. It's about feudalism. Feudalism is the most common form of government in history. It's where you have a tiny elite that keeps the general public, 90-plus percent of them, on tiny pieces of property at starvation level for control. So if you move the word communism and change it with feudalism, now you've got it. And there's no example better than New York City. And this has been their plan forever. They pass laws where you can steal $2,000 up to $5,000, depending on the jurisdiction. Same thing in Europe. And the Walgreens and the CVS and the grocery stores close, and the Walmart's close, and the Target's close. They're food deserts. And then you've got the little mom and pop bodegas. They get robbed and shot up. And the Soros prosecutors let the people back out, and then everybody pulls out of the area, and it's a wasteland. And then they say, oh, we're going to come in with city-run communist grocery stores that have lower prices than anybody else, and then they have armed guards. They don't put up with theft there. You get prosecuted, you try to steal $2,000 of stuff there. They already set some of these up as pilot programs. And they look like concentration camps or the old Soviet Union where there was no grocery stores for regular food. You had to go into these government facilities and stand in line for one sausage or one loaf of bread you got every, week or something. Remember Bernie Sanders said like 6 years ago, he goes, why do I go to the store and there's 20 types of deodorant? We don't need 20 types. He doesn't like the diversity. He doesn't like the fact that anybody can go get into business and try their hand. He doesn't like rugged individuals. He doesn't like competition because that doesn't like let their centralization take place. The way to really rule stuff's not innovate, they believe, and not be a trailblazer and not have the best. You don't compete. You create a monopoly. And that's what the ultra-rich robber barons that Teddy Roosevelt trust-busted and stood up to, they wrote and publicly talked about in the 1870s, 80s, 90s. They said, we don't want competition. We want to shut it down. We want crony capitalism. We want social Darwinism, that you deserve to be a slave. Anything we do brutal is just an apex predator position we're in. So now you have all these city officials and people on Mondavi's board, and it's been duplicated all over the world, financed with the same billionaires, saying, yeah, if there's still mom-and-pop grocery stores left and we undercut their prices because we're taxpayer-subsidized, that's okay. They can go out of business. And that's what it's really about is domestication. And it's really about shutting down small independent businesses. And then once this rolls out, Walmart and Target are already saying they'll sign on to be city run if they're given government guards and promise they'll be protected. So see, if you're a city affiliated, public or private, you're not going to have shoplifting. It's not going to be put up with. The judges will throw the book at you because that's their system that's in competition with everybody else. So people are really starting to get this. They're really starting to understand this. Yeah, you want Soviet breadlines? Vote for Zoran Mondami. But again, they go, oh, he's an idiot. He's a fool. He doesn't know what he's doing. No, he's following an exact formula. Mao killed 80 million people in the Cultural Revolution, the Great Leap Forward. He ordered all the farmers to go into communalized farms, and most of them starved to death. He wanted to get rid of them. He wanted to consolidate. They admitted it. So again, it's premeditated, it's a plan, and it's been the dominant force the last 70 years of the planet, communism under different names and flavors. So many people laugh at it and say, I'm not worried about that, I don't care, that'll never work. It's not designed to work, it's designed to cloud and pivot and collapse things. So this is a lady named Tiffany, Jason American Patriot posted this on X, and she really gets it and explains they're taking over. They want to be in charge. Exactly. They want to be. Look, everybody knows coal miners were basically indentured servants. You had to live in a government building, government enforced by the sheriff and the police, but you had to live in a corporate building. You had to go to a company store. You had to spend your money with them. They gouge you. They control you. Sharecroppers. The same thing, you know, the old song, I owe my soul to the company store. It talks about how many tons of coal you got to get out each day. And the news is like, oh, they'll fail. They always fail. Yeah, but people that believe they're going to get a free handout, when each new level of the communism fails, they demand more communism. Where's my reparations? Where's my free health care? Where's my free food? Where's my free housing? Where's my free education? Where is it? Where is it? Well, just give us more power and you'll get it. Hey, I'm going to make riding on the buses and trains free. Mondami doubled the price. They're not mad at him about that. They're like, okay, well, now there's something even bigger free he's going to give you. So this is just putting people back on the plantation. That's what communism was. You had tens of millions of serfs that were white slaves in Europe, quote, getting their freedom, and they just got put on the communist plantation. So let's go ahead and go to this lady. Here it is.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What y'all doing? I don't know what I just heard. It sounds bad. It's f***ed up. But let me know y'all comments in the comment section, because I don't know.
If the government opened a big grocery store right next to your bodega,
If one publicly owned grocery store that brings prices down in the neighborhood is enough to put someone out of business, then maybe they shouldn't have been in that business in the first place. Interesting.
That studio was so quiet after all that bullshit that came out of his mouth, you can hear a pin drop. Martha's face was looking like, what the f***? Are you serious? Why would the f*** would you say that? If government makes a grocery store in your neighborhood next to a bodega, and the bodega goes out of business, it's the bodega fault? I thought y'all was against government. But y'all want the government to come in and make all these grocery stores, make all these plans for people, and then push the regular people out. But then y'all against the government? Am I hallucinating? Oh, I get it now. Y'all want to be government. Y'all want to be the government that tells people what they can and cannot do. Y'all want the old government to leave, and y'all want to be the new government. Oh, okay, got it. Oh, y'all want to be the new power. Take the government down and make the government in y'all image. Ooh, smooth. New Yorkers, didn't y'all see what happened to Cuba? I think they still don't have lights over there. And the grocery stores over there barely have food. But y'all are going to vote for this like stupid asses. I don't get it. What's wrong with y'all? United States is the land of the free. You could do basically anything that you want to do over here. You can become rich. You could do everything over here. And y'all don't want that? You know what's going to be in those government grocery stores? Government cheese. Government canned goods. Not the name brand, the off brand. On the can, it's just going to say government. You don't even know if it's going to be peas, corn, government meat. You don't know. Processed. All in the can, it's just going to say government. You're not even going to have the options to get different types of juices. No apple juice, pineapple juice, orange juice, nothing like that. It's just going to say juice mixed with all types of You don't even know what you're drinking, especially coming from the government. It's just going to have a tangy aftertaste. Concentrated and thick. Loaded with sugar. I'm gonna give you diabetes. The bread is gonna be molded, okay? Always molded. You ain't gonna have no fresh bread nowhere, okay? You're gonna be eating mold. Y'all not even gonna be able to take the molded bread and the government cheese and make a grilled cheese sandwich. And y'all know about that government cheese. That shit don't melt. Somebody put allegedly over here on this video. Allegedly over here on this video. And the moral of the story is, for him to say some foul shit like that, y'all better run.
Oh, and at first it'll all be great stuff with big photo ops and the rest of it, but then it will degrade into that very quickly with insider deals with corrupt groups selling the food. It's a company store. You don't know what a company store is, just look it up. Company stores in U.S. history, the exploitation of the poor. This is a plan. They're following a cold-blooded, sick, evil blueprint where only select corporations are allowed in to operate, where your little business goes out of business. But it's worse than that. It's domestication. Yeah, a pig's getting fed food, it's going to get slaughtered. A cow's getting fed food, it's going to get slaughtered. That's what this is all about. Total control over you. So if you don't take the new shot during the lockdown, well, you don't get the food. That's the social credit score. That's the universal basic income. They want to run it all where you own nothing and you're happy. Let's go to Bill Maher talking about he's not going to live in a communist America. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not living in communist America. I mean, I know the talking point is that, well, it's not communism, it's socialism. Okay, I've read the quotes from the DSA platform, from their own mouths. Don't tell me I'm not seeing what I am seeing. And DSA, again, they...
Now, let's move on to the same lawyer for Democrat Socialist America, who is a woman who dresses like a man, of course. The DSA just released its manifesto calling for the abolition of the Senate, the presidency, and the Electoral College. Now, the Senate is popularly elected by the states. Until the 17th Amendment in 1913, when we got the Federal Reserve and the income tax, the 16th Amendment, the legislatures that you elect, they would then vote for the U.S. senators because the states needed to have a check and balance on the House, and so that gave the states incredible power. True power of the people to divide between the feds and the states. But senators are absolutely democratically elected by a majority, two of them every 6 years, by the states. Saying that senators should be abolished, again, they're just getting you ready to abolish everything. Electoral college, they get all these illegal aliens in. Now they count those, the apportionment in the blue areas to get all these extra seats. Democrats have got 30 extra seats the last few years. The illegal aliens are also voting, many of them, but they get the seats. They get the blue districts already with that. And so, of course, they want to get rid of the Electoral College, so that's even worse. And then J.D. Vance explains how dangerous the Democrat Socialist of America are on Joe Rogan. Let's play those clips back to back.
So you don't want to abolish the Senate, the United States Senate, because that's what Article 1 is.
The United States Senate is a non-democratic institution. It gives more representation to people in smaller states than to the 30 million people in California.
So you've got the House of Representatives, which is population-driven, mm-hmm. and then you've got the Senate. So every state, if you're a small state, you still get two senators, even though you only get maybe one congressman, in order to make all of the states have fair representation. So you say, I'm just confused.
When you ask normal Americans if Congress and the Senate and our political system is working for them, mm-hmm. most people are very unhappy with the political system and they say it's not working for them. When we think about the 250th anniversary of the United States and we think about our proudest moments in U.S. history, I think of times like when ordinary people rose up and they changed the Constitution to abolish slavery, to give women the right to vote.
Everyone's proud of that.
And
that's a nationwide pride in the country.
But back in those moments, those were considered radical movements because those people dared to say we need transformative change in the United States.
Right. And I think we struggled to become a more perfect union. But I just want to ask you again, do you want to abolish the United States Senate? Because you said you approve of Article 1, but then you said you didn't think the Senate works.
We think that the Senate should be reformed, that we should have a more democratic government system. But that's a long-term change that we're seeking. And in the short term, we're focused on issues like affordability, like freezing the rent, which we've just done in New York, like creating a universal childcare system, which we're also taking steps toward doing, like fixing our energy grid.
It's the thing that I don't understand about the Democratic Socialists of America. And obviously, I disagree with a lot of their ideas, but like if you go back to Cesar Chavez, one of the original like founding fathers of the American workers' rights movement, okay? He was a hardcore restrictionist on immigration because he thought that the bosses would bring in low-wage immigrants to compete against his workers, and that would drive down their wages. And yet the DSA, which says they care about the wages of workers, is quite literally like an open borders organization. So I tend to think that it's all BS, that they are actually pursuing a set of policies that are good for – that are like corporations care way more about open borders than they do about any other policy the DSA cares about. So while these people say that they're trying to fight for workers and they're trying to fight for the working man, the actual end result of DSA policy is to flood the country with low-wage immigrants, which will destroy the middle class in this country. In fact, we have run this experiment for decades now, and we have a much weaker middle class than we did before it started.
All right, so the big question here is, do major companies push for open borders or lax immigration enforcement? And the answer is yes. Most major companies and business groups advocate for open immigration policies. They spend money advocating for it. Here are just a couple of the big giants like Google, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook. You have Cisco, Adobe, and then, of course, Uber and Lyft, because they need those cheap workers. If you go down here, you have the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and they're pushing for it, too, to address what they call a labor shortage. Agricultural, of course, you have Tyson Foods and other agriculture giants that all want open borders because they can get really, really cheap foreign labor. Hospitality, Marriott and Hilton, they also push for it because they want really cheap workers to clean the rooms. And you have retail commerce like Walmart. So everybody wants cheap foreign labor if they're a major company, so they can flood the workforce, drive wages down, and then they can make more money. Wake up. Stop falling for it.
And then in places like California, they pass minimum wages, you know, that are $20 or whatever, and then all these companies close, lay people off, or hire AI and robots. So this is all designed to screw people, and you have the mega corporations are all funding the communism. You go to any major university, it's white people are evil, communism's great, Mondami's wonderful, AOC's wonderful, and they act like they're anti-establishment. BlackRock, the globalists, Bill Gates, they're all funding this because they're international. They're offshore. Google pays zero tax. All these big billionaires, all these big tech companies pay zero at the end of the day because it's all offshore except one guy. And I'm not kissing his ass. It's just true. Elon Musk. Remember about 4 or 5 years ago, they go, you're not paying enough. He said, all right, I'll pay actually at the bracket. Paid $43 billion or something 1 year. He said, now I challenge all of you to not use the loopholes. Sergey Brin, Larry Page, Eric Schmidt, Sundar Pichai. They'll pay property taxes on their house here. They'll pay some, you know, sales tax and things. But they don't pay the income tax because they're offshore. You can look it up. But they're all commies. They're all liberals. Huge super yachts, jumbo jets. 4, 5, 6 kids apiece, but you can't have air conditioning. You can't have a car. Remember Obama? I found the clip. Went to Africa. The last year he was in office, 2016. Did African tour headline. Obama tells Africans they can't have air conditioning or a car because the earth will overheat and burn up. I can't really do a good Obama person, but and I'm here to tell you, you know, you can't have a car. I know you all want a car, air conditioning, but you can't. It'll overheat. The planet will burn up. I can't do an Obama. Imitation good. You want to see that? Crew, it's like 10, 11 years old, but you can find it. You can also find the articles. I mean, imagine this guy has a huge mansion at 1 foot above sea level in Martha's Vineyard, huge mansion in Hawaii, on the coast, which he said would be flooded by 2017, all lies, and then he lives in these huge frickin' mansions. I mean, the guest house is a mansion, which is okay. It's okay if he got money from Netflix and all the rest of it. The point is, don't sit there and tell Africans you can't have a car or air conditioning or you're going to kill the earth while you do this crap. It's sick. All right, we're going to come back with some really powerful information about the PSYOP and how to counter it. Then we'll tie it into Islam and all the craziness going on there. Also, facial recognition going into it's been in, but the grocery stores. You think Flock's bad? This is the next level to all of it. By the way, Flock's got facial recognition, just in case you didn't know. We got some good news on some of the things Trump's doing with the pedo pride. It's all coming up. Share those live feeds now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live and Alex Jones right there on exit. Real Alex Jones. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do, they want to silence you. Is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, You've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system. Even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down, and First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live on this live Wednesday transmission. Michael Yon in studio coming up in an hour to the deep dive on the snowball going down hell into total war with Iran and Saudi Arabia announcing they're getting nukes, as I told you was coming, and just so much more. But I want to play a clip of this fellow. I don't even know who he is. I've seen him a few times in the last few years. Everything he always says is dead on. I've tried to track back who he is or where he is. I think he's in Eastern Europe. But he nails it. Unmissable. This guy is bang on point. This is what Rockefeller, WF, UN, EU, etc. are doing to us. Can you feel it? And they admit this is the plan. And then it ties into all the Stockholm syndrome and how Islam is being used as well. Let's go to this clip.
Come closer. I've got something to tell you. Something is happening across the Western world. You can feel it on the streets, in the courts, at work, and online. It's not just political. It's not just cultural. It's psychological. Asylum shift is underway, and it has a name. The inversion matrix. Five sections. Section one. The reversal begins. In this new system, the native becomes the intruder, the majority becomes the villain, and the truth becomes hate speech. The very people whose ancestors built these nations, who raised the families, tilled the land, and paid taxes, now find themselves apologizing for simply existing. How did this happen? Section 2. Psychological engineering and guilt programming. It began with psychological engineering. First, inject guilt programming. A constant stream of reminders about colonialism, slavery, privilege, and oppression. Then, flood the language with weaponized labels. Racist, transphobe, Islamophobe, far-right, each designed to shut down conversation. To train you, to self-censor, and to submit. This isn't about justice. It's about control through confusion. Section 3. The two-tier system of compassion. Look around and you'll see it. As a matter of fact, I think that you know it already. Certain groups can gather publicly in the name of religion or pride. Others are fined, silenced, or arrested for praying silently. Crimes by one group are explained away as trauma, misunderstanding, or cultural norms. Same crime committed by someone else, instant outrage. National headlines and cancellation. We've moved from equal rights to engineered imbalance. From justice for all to justice selectively applied. Section 4. Institutional capture. Every major institution in the Western world has been taken over by the same ideological virus. Schools no longer teach pride in culture, but shame in history. Police now investigate feelings, not felonies. Media filters truth through an ideological lens, where facts are problematic and narratives are sacred. Even churches and temples now bow down to slogans instead of scripture. This is called institutional capture, and it's not accidental. Section 5 is the long game. Divide, demoralize, and replace. But why? Because a divided, guilt-ridden, and morally paralyzed society is easier to govern. Shatter its tradition. Drown it in imported ideologies. Redefine its language. And turn its people against themselves. This is what I keep trying to say. These are the true cracks to the matrix. The end goal? Not justice, not harmony, but the population too confused to resist and too fragmented to unite. But let's be clear. This isn't a war between races or religions or genders. It's a war between truth and programming. Between those who remember who they are and those who've been rethought to forget. You don't need to hate anyone, but you do need to see. Because the longer we stay silent, the more the inversion matrix tightens. Until what was once solid, identity, family, faith, law, becomes liquid, then meaningless, then gone. This isn't about hate, I repeat. This, it's about survival. And if you're still listening, it means the program didn't fully work on you. Not yet.
And that's why you see people at Black Lives Matter events, white people by the thousands, bowing down, licking boots, saying, I'm bad, I'm white. They want to reject being white because they've been told that's oppressive, that's evil. And then now Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros and the left, is communism, transgenderism for black men is one of their six planks, abolishing the nuclear family. How is being black getting rid of the nuclear family and turning your men into effeminate creatures? How is that signing on to communism? So see, first they say, bow down to blacks, show you're not racist. And then bowing down means you agree to the whole globalist agenda that has nothing to do with black people except enslaving them and all of us as well. And then you see all over the Western world where Westerners are taught, don't ask a woman out, it's rape. But the aggressive Muslims and all the rest of it, they can grab little girls as sex slaves, that's okay, they don't get in trouble. And so you see the epidemic of women converting to Islam. They think the West is oppressing women, where women are super empowered, but then they think Islam is great because it's predominantly not white, and it's anti-Western, and the left celebrates it, so they convert to it. And here's some examples of that. Just a liberal white woman says she's converting to Islam after hearing a call to prayer over a loudspeaker. This very same leftist, I'm sure, where 30 years ago got all the church bells banned. And then meanwhile, some excellent historical breakdowns about the takeover of Islam. But in this one report, they talk about how Islam invaded Europe for 500 years and the Crusades was a response to that. It's 650-something years. Okay? I mean, by the time Muhammad was dead, he'd taken over thousands of square miles, and 100 years after he was dead, he'd taken over the whole Middle East. And then it's on. It's on. And then the Crusades was a response starting in the 1200s and the 1300s. Because they pushed all the way into Western Europe. None of that's taught in school, even though it's mainline history. None of that's taught in the movies, all the Ridley Scott movies about the Middle East. We're the bad guys. We're invading. We're evil. The Muslims are perfect little angels. And the average person is so historically illiterate, they don't know this. So let's play back to back this lady converting to Islam. Then we have another, I mean, I see hundreds of these a day if I wanted to look. I mean, literally, I see dozens a day without even looking. Islamic imam explains how they're going to take over America. A good breakdown on Spain might have won the World Cup, but they don't remember their history. They won't exist anymore. That ties into Muslims today are not hiding their intention to conquer. And then that goes into some of the other breakdowns that I've got here that we're going to be going over. Here's those reports. So wonderful. And she's got her headphones on. What does that even mean? She loves people making her listen to something. Can I go play AC/DC outside her house? But this is Stockholm Syndrome.
One day you're going to be the president of the United States of America. No one, going Michael Ali, who can stop you from becoming a president. Dream big. Have a vision. Because if Barack Hussein Obama can be a president, Soheib Jawad cannot be a president? No. He's going to be a president. He's talking about that the Muslims will take over Mecca. They used to laugh at him. What happened? What is Mecca now? Where is Mecca? It's coming. Change is coming to America. And what is Allah telling us? Kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of nations. You're better than everybody else. That's what Allah is saying. Let's work towards that. Let's work towards a Muslim mayor. Next election that comes in, nominate people for the school board of education. Next election that comes here, nominate people for the local township. Became the demographics change. People converted. There's a big, huge conversion going on in this country. Where are the converts? They just convert and they're gone in the wilderness. The other thing, children. Muslims have the highest population. Average, they did a Pew Foundation did a research study, Pew Foundation, and they said that Muslim household average is 3.4 child per family. The white American has one child per family. We're already beating the march. Because these are voters. These are not just babies being born in hospitals. These are voters. That's the way a politician looks at it. We have to change the framework and start looking at things from a different lens, different angle for future. You're not going to change society today in your lifetime, but you think of...
Why aren't young people taught about the historical relationship between Christianity, Islam, and Judaism? It starts with 1492 being the bridge to the new world. And you can't understand the problems we face in 2025 if you don't understand what happened back here. And it really is true that all roads lead back to Rome, which is why I have been and will continue to try to get Roman Helmet Guy to teach classes for us. So in 395 AD, the Roman Empire split in two. And while the West collapsed in 476, the Byzantine Empire would last for another 1,000 years until it was conquered by who? The Ottoman Empire. So it was conquered by Islam. And the Ottomans would conquer Greece, Bulgaria, Serbia, Bosnia, Albania, Macedonia, Hungary. And you heard that right. Greece was ruled by the Ottoman Empire for 400 years. And the Ottoman Empire would enslave 5 to 10 million people. And as many as 3 million Europeans. And not just men, but women. From Hungary, Ukraine, Russia, Greece, Italy, and Spain. Forced into a life of institutionalized sexual slavery in the Ottoman Empire. And dating back to the year 718, Islam had conquered Spain. In fact, it had conquered an immense amount of territory, and it would take nearly 800 years of military campaigns for Christians to take Spain back, which overlapped with the Crusades and finally ended in 1492. And you have to wonder, if people were taught real history, would they be comfortable with the changing demographics we're seeing all across the Western world? As for the second straight year, Muhammad is the most popular baby name in England. But in 1492, Spain was liberated, which gives you some context of how the Spanish Inquisition came about. And that same year, 1492, the Jewish people were also expelled from Spain. And Christopher Columbus would depart for the New World at the same time, which he talks about in his writings, which is really interesting. But like the Muslims, the Jewish people always had a distrustful relationship with the Christian world. And at that time in Spain, they were accused of being a subversive force within the country, with many people claiming that they had metaphorically opened the gates for Islam to come into Spain. And they faced different but similar accusations in other countries around Europe. And just like in Spain, they would be expelled from many of those different countries. Now, I'm not making any claims. I'm just describing the historical turbulence that has existed between these Abrahamic religions. History may or may not repeat itself, but it definitely rhymes. And through the proper and accurate study of history, we could better understand what's happening in England, what's happening in Europe, and what's happening in the United States, because we owe it to young people to teach them how we got to where we are today. And that is what I love to help parents with. And it's why we've been studying the Age of Discovery. Check out my private homeschool community. And Cubs to Bears, books, classicallearner.com. And I would just like to add that I have absolute respect for Christian people, Muslim people, Jewish people, all people. And in my opinion, accurate historical studies actually help improve the relationships between all different people.
But here's a fun fact. The Crusades happened because of Islam. Because Islam is not a religion of peace. The first Crusade began in 1095. But it wasn't because Christians were looking to pick a fight with their neighbors and baptize the whole face of the planet. The first Crusade was called only after 4 centuries of Muslim aggression.
It's actually 600.
The first Crusade was called 460 years after the first Christian city was overrun by Muslim armies. 457 years after Jerusalem was conquered by Muslims. 453 years after Egypt was taken.
And I know this lady, she's really smart and great. In fact, I wish she wouldn't have retired and got married and had kids. She's been in the studio before. But the point is, she's technically right that there was some Christians fought back after 400 years, but it wasn't the official, you know, England and France and everybody and the Normans going, rah. I mean, the big stuff started. The reconquering of Spain started 600 plus years after they got taken over. So that, and that's really when it kicks off. Okay. So she's technically right. I'm right, too. I shouldn't split hairs about this. I'm sorry. Let's go back to it.
Years after Italy was plundered, 427 years after Muslims first laid siege to the Christian capital of Constantinople, 380 years after Muslims conquered Spain, 363 years after France was first attacked, and 249 years after the capital of Christendom, Rome itself, was sacked by a Muslim army. The First Crusade only came after centuries of church burnings, murder, enslavement, and forced conversions of Christians, all at the hands of Islam. And by the time the Crusades finally began, Muslim armies had conquered two-thirds of the Christian world. Look, if you want to keep living in your fantasy land where all religions are equal or where Islam is the victim, go ahead. But just so you know, history is repeating itself. Our nations are being invaded by millions of Muslim men of fighting age. This is a holy war, one that Islam started, indeed, one that Islam views as never having stopped in the first place. Islam is not a religion of peace. Its text, its prophet, and an enormous percentage of its adherents are hell-bent on breaking the cross, though they never will. There are 109 verses in the Quran that call Muslims to war with non-believers for the sake of Islamic rule. Some are quite graphic, with commands to chop off the heads and fingers and kill infidels. Their holy book also says that Muslims who do not join the fight are, quote, hypocrites, and are warned that Allah will send those people to hell if they don't join the slaughter.
Within 100 years of Muhammad's death, Islam conquered 70% of the Christian world. This was a conquest. Islam is not a religion. It is a political movement. Islam masquerades as a religion for us to accept them into the West as freedom of religion. But under the religion, it is a political movement that seeks to take over the world. In Spain, there was 1 million Muslims living in Spain. And in one day, if you study your history, in one day, 500,000 Muslims converted to Christianity. In one day, 500,000 Muslims left their religion and became Christians.
Wow.
And the Christians thought it was revival. The Christians thought, wow, this is revival. God is moving. The Muslims are turning to Christ. But later on, they found out that the 500,000 Muslims that became Christians were not real converts. They were simply lying to the Christians for the Christians to allow them into their nation, to allow them into their homes and churches. And later on, they found out that the Muslims were going to church on Sunday, worshiping Jesus, taking communion, getting baptized. But on Friday, they were gathering in the mosques, strategizing how they were going to take over Spain. So there was this double face of hypocrisy. And then they found out that the Muslims that were coming in to the churches and converting, they found out that half of these guys were literally planning to kill pastors and Christians in their churches. So in 2016 in Spain, there was a pastor who had 10 Muslims convert in his church. 10 Muslims convert in his church. And the 10 Muslims, he invited them to his house. He welcomed them. He ate with them. He sat with them. He was discipling them. And later on, he found out that 6 of those Muslims were simply planning to kill him and his family. And that's why they acted like they became Christians. And that's the danger of this teaching of taqiyya. You are allowed to a non-Muslim. According to the Quran, this is what the white Americans don't understand. In the West, we don't anybody. Like that's just not what you do. We'll put you in jail. Not. In Islam, you're not allowed to a Muslim, but you are allowed to a non-Muslim. In the Quran, they call it what your right hand possesses. So Muhammad says, if you go to war against a nation,
it's yours,
and you take them as plunder. It's not just the gold that's your plunder. The girls are your plunder. So you kill the man and you take the wife, his wife, to be your sex slave, and you're allowed to do that. That's why October 7th, what did the Muslim men do? They the Israelis. Why? That's their plunder. And according to the Quran, that's not sin. In Christianity, that's wicked. In Islam, that's not wicked. That's actually approved. So if America does not wake up, cases are going to increase, and the knife and terrorist attacks are going to increase. 9/11 is going to happen all over again. And in 9/11, Dennis, what fascinates me is in 9/11, we said we'll never forget. And unfortunately, we already forgot. Zohra Mamdani is already in charge. And I just pray that America doesn't need to end up like Europe to wake up. I pray they wake up and take our warning today.
We always hear about Islamic groups attacking the West, but apparently they actually
kill more Muslims than they do anybody else.
Does. Well, Islam is just a violent religion. That's why, for example, what we saw last week in Ireland was that Muslim guy beheading the Irish guy. For them, that's normal because that happens in their country. In country, there's killing every day. So you're bringing in a third world country that doesn't understand Western values, and Western values come from the Bible. They come from the Ten Commandments, and you're bringing them in the West, and you're expecting them to assimilate, but they're not assimilating. They're simply bringing in their Middle Eastern Muslim values into America, and it's just not working. It's like the analogy I like is Raymond Ibrahim. Bringing Muslims from the Middle East into America, it's like putting a lion in a cage with 100 sheep. Imagine getting a cage and putting a lion in a cage with 100 sheep. What is that lion going to do? He's going to destroy this 100 sheep. He's going to kill them and destroy them. And we can blame the lion as much as we want. It's not the lion's fault. A lion will always do what a lion does. And same with Islam. You bring a real Muslim, and I'm not saying all Muslims are violent, but you bring a real faithful Muslim in the Middle East, in the West, they're just going to do what they always do. They're going to kill, they're going to rape, they're going to be violent, they're going to be terrorists. Why? You're putting a lion in a cage with sheep. They just don't coexist. That's the West and the Middle East.
Yeah, but why is it that so many Americans or some people in the world say, well, these, or even Muslims themselves, they will say, we're not like that. Those are extremists. Those are the terrorists. We don't believe like that. We're a religion of peace.
Exactly. So the question is Islam a religion of peace? There are peaceful Muslims around the world. Not every Muslim is violent. Not every Muslim is
Orthodox.
I love Muslims. I always tell people, I love Muslims. I hate Islam. I love the people. I hate the ideology. But unfortunately, when people say that the Muslims that kill are radicals, the Muslims that kill are extremists, that's just not true or factual at all. The Muslims that kill are actually the real faithful Muslims.
That's right.
Because the Quran commands Muslims to kill the infidels.
We need to take this guy, we need to get him on the show, watch him for years. He used to be a Muslim, if I remember correctly. We need to take his clip and then, like, a 20-minute video, though, of just imams. He said something and then show five imams saying exactly that and show the Quran. Because, I mean, they go on international Islamic TV and the Palestinian TV. I played the clips and say, we take their women, anybody who's not a Muslim, and we enslave them, and your husband is allowed to have sex slaves and put them in as prostitutes. We're allowed to sell drugs to the infidels, the coffers. And, I mean, it's hell on earth, people. It's absolute hell on earth. It's incompatible. It is a nightmare. And I've run into a lot of Muslims that are nice people, okay? But the Orthodox ones, they're the ones you got to watch out about. They're the real Muslims. We're going to break. I said I wouldn't get into Iran until Michael Yon got here, and that's in 30 minutes. But my goodness gracious, Trump just did a bunch of crazy stuff. Now he wants to invade another country. Mali. Wait till you hear this. I mean, they just gave me like 10 huge news stories. Trump did it again. He says, I have 100% approval for the war. CNN's putting out fake polls. Big surprise. Now they're, pro-Trump. It's even worse. Now they have that evil operation putting out stuff for him. I mean, this is cuckoo town. It's all coming up. Please remember, we're listener supported. Right now, for only a few more days, any order on the site above $29 gets a free mystery t-shirt. Just put in the size you want. There's a whole giant mega sale. Methylene red capsules are in, 50% off. Ultimate power, super pre-workout, 10-hour clean energy, it's 50% off. And so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. When the deep state removed Richard Nixon back in 1974, he had the highest approval rating of any president since they started doing approval ratings in the last 100 plus years. And so now there's this rediscovery of Nixon, and he's certainly anti-establishment. So we have an entire line of Nixon 2028 shirts that are extremely triggering the libtards and others. And so many other incredible designs now available at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, visit the site, the very best supplements, amazing methylene blue, the best bovine colostrum, collectible coins, the very best water filtration, highest ratings for showers and for your drinking water. All of it is symbiotic. All of it's a win-win. All of it is great. All of it empowers you and it funds our operation. Please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, share our new news site with the live video feeds, the archive feeds, the videos, the special reports, the articles at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the Second American Revolution worldwide at alexjoneslive.com. And follow me on X at Real Alex Jones on Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. You're the Paul Revere's. Tell them where the resistance is right now. You've got all the power. When you take action, you're unstoppable. I salute you and I thank you. Now take action now at theauctionstore.com. They called me crazy. They called me paranoid. But now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of I Told You So.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Friends, has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the dual carbon gravity water filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer.
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time. Uncensored. Unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one! America is now 250 years old. July 4th isn't about delicious cheeseburgers and fireworks, though I love them so much. It's about what does America stand for? The globalists cannot have our country survive. They want transhumanism. They want the Great Reset. They want the New World Order. That's why they demonize America. That's why they pay the NBA and the NFL to take a knee during the anthem and push all this communist Chinese garbage. Because what America stands for is antithetical to what they're doing. So, when you go to theauctionstore.com, we have a whole summer line that just rolled out. We'll show you some of these designs. And most of them, I came up with the concepts. I'm pretty proud of it. I think this is a badass shirt. It's the Betsy Ross flag. And it says, Rebel Scum Since 1776.
Huge news coming up, folks.
Just get better from there.
I'm Aaron Eastlaw. Take a breather and go over all the new news coming
in. Revolution.
I had to take a pause.
Right
too much coming in.
The Revolutionary War never really ended.
Massive news straight ahead.
Please
support us. We need financing.
The flower of the Renaissance challenging totalitarians and authoritarian scum. Because in truth, they're the scum. We are the future, and we are winning. You wanted 1980-style wife beaters? We got a whole bunch of them with great slogans like less 1984, more 1776. Got another great shirt, Make Orwell Fiction Again, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And I got to tell you, this fabric, how light it is, how good it feels. I asked the folks at Bigley, can we have some dress shirts? And I sent them an example. This is even better than the shirt I bought that was similar to it. This is awesome. This shirt is so light. It's so great in the summer. Get yours now along with dozens of new designs and so much more at theallshowstore.com. All right, folks. So much is coming in. So much is happening that sometimes at the start of an hour, I'll air some promos and stuff because I had to just go through these articles, these videos that I've been looking at the last 30 minutes and just get ready to relaunch, because I was going to get into the flock cameras. I was going to get into more what the left's doing domestically, and I'm still going to do that, and the AI bubble that overwhelmingly looks like it's getting ready to bust, and so much more. But then just wait till you hear what Trump is up to now. I mean, this is out of control. This is absolutely insane. My head is actually spinning at this point. I mean, I just any of this, to try to even hit any of it, is just absolute maniac world. And I'm trying to process it all. I've got like 15 at least huge stories here. And Bill O'Reilly just came out and said Trump needs to take time off. He's out of his mind. Laura Ingraham's warning Trump. I mean, if you actually know the facts, Trump has gone off the rails, folks, okay? People need to stop lying about that. He's in trouble.
Has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the Dual Carbon Gravity Water Filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer. Your leftist ass, like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat your ass. Your leftist ass, like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you. I will eat your ass. My children aren't going hungry. I'll do it. I'll drink your blood. And I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up? I'm gonna haul him up back chain. Chop his ass up, size it up. I'm gonna haul him up back chain. Chop, 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 chop. I will eat your leftist ass. I'm born on the cob. I'm ready. I will. So fast, and I'll tell him, oh, I killed a cow out back, baby. You think Christ would eat somebody? He would never do that. I will. I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will.
I will eat your ass.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will eat you.
I will eat your ass.
To know, I will eat your ass first. I swear to God, if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna get my hands around your throat.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. Second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run, everybody wanna hide from the gun. You can take a ride through this life if you want, but you can't take the edge off the knife.
No, sir.
And now you want your money back.
Money back.
But you're denied, cause your brain's fried from the stack. And there ain't nothing I can do.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, all hell is breaking loose. The reason I just aired that thing from 4 or 5 years ago about they have more lockdowns and more control, and they cut off half the food production in the world. The UN's been calling for, literally, that you'll have mass starvation and cannibalism will set in. So they made a joke about it and made the music video, I'll Eat Your Ass. Meanwhile, there's your headline at Drudge. nuclear arms race in the Mideast, Saudi to get the bomb. The Saudis already have bombs in Pakistan. They already have a special air wing there. They've now moved those planes a few months ago in back to Saudi Arabia. I exclusively, you know, broke down what that really meant. And now Saudi Arabia's got a deal to make weapons-grade enrichment with Trump. That's their answer to Iran now being a nuclear power, which they are. And I told you the mullahs 6 months ago would soon announce if they were struck that they can, quote, build a bomb in a week, which means they have a bomb. And now they said, we're not following the last mullah's fatwa. Now we can build a bomb. And now we have a bomb. So I told you that, and it's a huge deal. We'll be getting to that coming up. Then Michael Young in studio. Here's the Washington Post. Trump administration weighing military options in Mali, officials say, because Al-Qaeda is there. If approved, it would add an eighth nation to the list of countries where President Trump has ordered strikes since the start of the second term. Now, the Al-Qaeda that took over Syria and does what he says, he said earlier in the week that he may have them, he said on Friday, actually, out of Syria, Al-Qaeda invade and liberate Lebanon from Hezbollah. But now he says we have to start bombing in Mali to fight Al-Qaeda. Very, very interesting. Also, POTUS says Americans aren't against the war in Iran, despite head of Rasmussen Pollster warning Trump directly that the public opposes Middle East conflict. And they've put out a new fake. And I mean, it's totally fake. CNN a few months ago put out a poll saying 100% of MAGA agree with the war. They called six people in a phone survey. Well, now they've said the same thing again. He's the most popular ever. Everyone loves it. Meanwhile, all the other polls show the exact opposite. Remember, Mark Mitchell got a meeting via the vice president, asked for it last June from my show. The vice president saw it, asked him to come, said he saw the show. Please brief Trump on he needs to focus on domestic policies and not a parade of billionaires and wars, and he needs to admit affordability is a problem. And then when Mitchell went and briefed the president, then the polling company, Rasmussen, they worked for, he was the head pollster, said, oh, we had big PACs come in. He was on yesterday, talked about it. And they said, you know, they're going to work with us, you know what I mean? But they don't want you on air anymore, and they don't want you to put your polls out, basically. You just sit there and take your paycheck. He said, no, thank you, and left, launched his new polling system 6 months later, which he announced yesterday here, honest pollster. So Trump is in his own la-la land bubble here, and you got Laura Ingraham 2 days ago saying to Trump, hey, I talked to people on the street. We got the poll numbers. We're going to lose the midterms. 65% or higher of your voters, Republican voters, are against this war. 80%+ in a national poll of just the general public. It's killing the economy. You need to get out of this war now. And he's like, nope, Vietnam lasted 19 years. People love it. He said it again yesterday. Of course, it didn't last 19 years. It lasted 11, if you count from the start of Gulf of Tonkin, 64, the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. So all of this is just swirling around. So here's Bill O'Reilly saying to Trump, who's his big buddy, and usually a big hawk, saying, you're exhausted. You need to take a month off. Now, what did I say last year? I said, Trump, you're exhausted. Take a week off. Because it can look like dementia if you're just not getting sleep and you're burnt out. And again, frontal lobe dementia, it doesn't mean you don't know who you are. It means you make bad decisions. You're erratic. And I've had family that were really great, smart people, but they got up in their 80s and, you know, they started doing erratic, weird stuff and flipping and, you know, doing one thing 1 minute, another thing the next. So now Bill O'Reilly is warning Trump. We're all seeing the signs. And of course, the people that say we're panicking, because they say, no, let him work 24 hours a day and everything. And the war is great. And just believe in it all. And it'll magically all work out. What are you going to do if he collapses? It's not a good situation. So let's go ahead and go to CNN with a new poll that 100% support the president. And then let's go to Bill O'Reilly. I shouldn't laugh at it. This is actually devastating. And then we're going to look at Saudi goes nuclear, which I told you was going to be announced soon, and now it has. And we will go right in after that. I got several of these clips to when I predicted all this. And to when I laid all this out, these are clips from several months ago. Let's go ahead and go to those clips.
Trump is still very popular with Republicans. Just take a look here. Okay, 21st century own party approval rating, about at this point in the second term. We got Trump, we got Obama, we got Bush. Look, they're all fairly popular, but the one who is the most popular, and we have seen this time in and time out, no matter when you look, is Donald John Trump. He's the only one who's over 80%. 83% of Republicans still approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing as president. He still has that magic touch. We'll see if it carries over to South Carolina, but we've seen it in primaries this year, Senate primaries, and that's because he is still a very popular man, historically popular when it comes to his own party liking and approving of the job that he's doing.
A final thought of the day. As you know, I've known the president 35 years, and he's 80 years old right now. Okay, so that puts him, if I can do the math quickly, 45, maybe early 40s when I met him in New York City. Now, I've noticed that he is hunching over a little bit, and that's normal. You get older, every malady in the world is going to visit you. I can't even bore you with the stuff I got to deal with. And I was actually feeling sorry for myself the other day. I never do that. But I mean, this and that, a blood test, that. But I noticed the president was a little. So my advice to Donald Trump is to take the next month off if you can. Get into an environment where you like golf and relax a little bit. You got to deal with Iran. I understand that. Everybody understands it. But you can do that on the phone, and you can do that with your people coming, but need a breather. I need a breather, and I'm going to build it into August. But he needs a breather much more than I do. Okay, so we wish the best for not only President Trump, but all the presidents, even Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Jimmy Carter. Always respected the office. I did. Always. If you read Confronting the Presidents, you know that. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow. Thank you for watching.
For 20 years at least, Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. But the deal they made with the United States is they keep them with fighter bombers and bombers that are piloted by Pakistanis in Pakistan, who's a major nuclear power. That's no secret. Supposedly the only Muslim nuclear power. And the defense deal is that if Saudi Arabia makes a phone call, within an hour, their nukes are moved to Saudi Arabia. They moved the nukes yesterday to Saudi Arabia. Pakistan deploys thousands of troops, jet fighter squadrons to Saudi Arabia. And it's F-16s that they use to carry hydrogen bombs, just so you know. And that's the deal. So Pakistan has F-16s, F-15s, you name it. But last time I checked in the agreement, and you look this up, it's public. It's F-16s they've got to carry the nukes. They may have changed that. So do you understand what I'm telling you here? Iran is threatening Israel with nuclear strike. Iran's media says the government, Islamic Republic of Iran, Ministry of Foreign Affairs. If Iran is hit with a nuclear strike, Iran will respond with a nuclear strike. They also said the biggest explosion will happen inside Israel. With one phone call under their secret treaty, Saudi Arabia, within 1 hour, can have those squadrons of nuke bombers, and that was the deployment system of the agreement. I'm sure they got other stuff going on now, to Saudi Arabia. Well, yesterday, 5,000 troops and a fighter-bomber squadron of the type of planes that carry the hydrogen bombs were moved to Saudi Arabia. Now, if you look at Iran right there on the screen, it borders Pakistan and Afghanistan. So there is the reality of what we're dealing with. And Pakistan has a giant nuclear weapons cache, reportedly in the thousands. They have intercontinental ballistic missiles, medium-range ballistic missiles, fighter bombers, bombers, the whole nine yards. Part of the U.S.'s genius plan to play them off against China from 30 years ago. Now they're allied with China and against India. So 20 years ago, it came out in policy reports that a secret deal had been made. Well, that was about 2005. Yes, it was 21 years ago. You can pull all this up. Anything I say, just go look it up for yourself. But it's not widely known. It's academic knowledge that they made a deal and let the West know that we won't keep nukes in Saudi Arabia, but we're going to pay reportedly over $100 billion back then to have our pilots trained living in Pakistan, but on Pakistani flagged planes with these bunker bases that the Saudis control with the Pakistanis. And the U.S. even since then it leaked, prepared like plans to try to raid it and get it and decided they wouldn't be able to do it. So that's how freaked out Washington is with their idiotic behavior in the past, helping Pakistan get nukes. And that with one phone call under their secret treaty, Saudi Arabia within 1 hour can have those squadrons of nuke bombers. And that was the deployment system of the agreement. I'm sure they got other stuff going on now. To Saudi Arabia. Well, yesterday, 5,000 troops and a fighter bomber squadron of the type of planes that carry the hydrogen bombs were moved to Saudi Arabia. All right, so that's back in mid-May, two different shows, May 19th and one other date, where I specifically said, and if you go to the longer show, I explained I expect them to announce they have the bomb soon. I also said the archive was able to find that, but I said repeatedly they'll also allow weapons-grade enrichment because they've already been talking about it. That's their answer to Iran. Iran does have a nuke. And I was a bunch of nukes, and I was the only one saying this for years. Now they say, okay, we can make one in a week. Okay, we got one. Okay, we're ignoring what the last mullah said. Our new mullah says we can do this, though nobody's seen that mullah since he got bombed by the Israelis, probably dead. So this is mass escalation on every front. Michael Yon is one of the leading experts, not just on the military, but geopolitical systems, different choke points around the world. You know, he's been coming on the show many years. You'd hear him, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, harping on they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz. There's going to be a war in Panama. Then it's going to be the Strait of Malacca. Then it's going to be in the Red Sea. Then it's going to be in... I'm like, okay, I know you've told us you're right, but you notice he was prescient. That's where we are because we're in a new world war. Michael Yon is here. He's down in the other studio. As soon as we go to break, I'm going to go down there, and we are going to get into all this. But let's just recap some of what I had, because I got more. Bill O'Reilly comes out and says, you need to take a break. You can see he's slurring his words. He looks like hell. He's making terrible decisions. He's flip-flopping in the same speeches. He puts out posts on Truth Social saying, hey, we lost a bunch of people in these wars. And he lists Vietnam and a bunch of wars we lost. One person's too much, but what about all the civilians that are dying? What about the energy costs? What about the starvation from the lack of planting? And we've got all the different professors and scientists and admitting that you're going to have mass famine that's already baked in with one-third of the fertilizer of the world not going through. Michael Yon's going to be talking about that. This is about depopulation. And Trump wanted a era of prosperity and did not have a global crash. The globalists want a global crash, so the countries all basically go bankrupt. So they can loan us all of their globalist fiat currency with all the strings attached for the social credit score, the ESG corporate global governance. Don't know what that is? You better learn. Oh, and don't worry. They're going to take your house, your car. Everything is put into one ledger, and you don't own it anymore. It's all AI controlled. So you've got Laura Ingraham saying stop. You got Bill O'Reilly saying stop. Are they going to be called panickins? Are they going to be called low IQ? Are they going to be called burnouts? Houston, we have a problem. And now you've got Trump standing out as the coffins are brought in, and he said, these troops wouldn't want them to have a nuke. We're going to keep fighting for our soldiers that die. And I'm going to pound them even harder, and if we lose more troops, I'll hit them even harder. And you have the Pentagon assessment that I'm going to get to with Michael Yon coming up. A new assessment saying they're not going to fall. This isn't going to make them fall. This is going to make them dig in harder. And so we're now in a forever war stalemate, wrecking the global economy and causing an escalation. Now everybody wants nukes. Saudi goes nuclear. Conflict, U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal risks Mideast arms race. It's a big infographic. We'll pull that article up digitally and show you that. Saudis reach deal with U.S. that could let them enrich weapons-grade nuclear fuel. Israel is pissed off. Only they're allowed to have nukes. And then you have this clip. It's clip 29 of Trump today. It says Americans aren't against the war in Iran despite head Rasmussen pollster warning Trump directly that the public opposes Middle East. But don't worry. He said yesterday, I've seen a poll. And I guess he was talking about this on CNN, claiming he's the most popular president ever and people love the war. Only 80%+ of average Americans polled, only 65% on average. The polls are like 60, 65, 70% of Republican polls. Republican voters don't like it. I mean, what is Trump doing? So here is Trump saying, oh, no, the people love the war. They just don't like high gas prices. Here it is.
I should go to honor these soldiers. Do you have an update on the investigation into how they were killed in Jordan?
No, they're doing that. That'll be released. You know what?
It was Iran targeting Barrett.
I don't know. Well, they're going to pay a big price. They're being decimated.
Is that report inaccurate?
Yeah, please.
Sir, let me say to families of fallen soldiers, when Americans are wrongly against this war, how do you ask them?
Well, Americans aren't against the war. A poll just came out. Americans don't want high gasoline prices, but they're not against the war. That just came out loud and clear in a poll. Nobody wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Do you want Iran to have a nuclear weapon? You think it's good? Go ahead. All I'm going to say is we love you. We love your child, and that's what they are to them. They're their children. There's no games, no nothing. That's their child. And all you can do is throw out your heart. Thank you. Thank you very much. Some of you are going with us to honor our heroes, and they are indeed great heroes, actually. They said, and all of them said very strongly, we cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. They won't have a nuclear weapon. So we're going to honor them.
So Trump now speaks for the dead troops and what they wanted. And you can say there, oh, we heard it from their parents. Okay, but in the Truth Social, he says, no, the troops wanted this. Funny, I know a lot of active duty people. I know regular Army, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard personally. And I know a lot of special operations, former people, some current. And the current guys will just shake their head, but the former ones say that everybody they talk to, I mean, we're talking 95%. I mean, Michael Yon talks to so many people from the highest levels to the lowest. We'll ask him, do you believe this statement that everybody supports it? I want to play the CNN clip again. This is CNN who went from attacking Trump and all the rest of it to now putting out these polls that the war is wildly popular and Trump is the most popular ever. Does anyone believe this? Well, obviously Trump does. This is for an audience of one because he watches Fox and CNN mainly. This is for Trump. They admit that. Here it is.
Trump is still very popular with Republicans. Just take a look here. Okay, 21st century own party approval rating. About at this point in the second term, we got Trump, we got Obama, we got Bush. Look, they're all fairly popular, but the one who is the most popular, and we have seen this time in and time out, no matter when you look, is Donald John Trump. He's the only one who's over 80%. 83% of Republicans still approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing as president. He still has that magic touch. We'll see if it carries over to South Carolina, but we've seen it in primaries this year, Senate primaries, and that's because he is still a very popular man, historically popular when it comes to his own party liking and approving of the job that he's doing.
And they got another poll where they say 100% support. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to, during this break, go down to the other studio. Mike Leon's there. I got to collate all these articles and videos and get ready because this is so important. And it ties into Russia. It's a global energy war. We're in a new world war. Stay with us. I'm extremely excited about this. You know, we always have the strongest turmeric at thealexjonesstore.com, and the capsules are 95% humanoid. That is the strongest in the market. It's the very same great manufacturer that made this, made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market, and even better than powder because there's even better absorption. Ultimate turmeric, and it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients. They're known as supercharged turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this is works better than Advil. And you know, including family I've had, it's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these. And whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This raw turmeric's 4 to 5% curcuminoid. 95. Okay? So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle, so 2-month supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. You lock in at 50% off. It's 25% off for everybody if you just buy it straight off at thealexjonesstore.com. The new Ultimate Liquid Turmeric Tincture. And it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingiber officinal is the, I guess, the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate, 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger, and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. Natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into the cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy. Turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper. 60 servings. Vegan friendly, GMO free, gluten free. Free of major allergies, natural flavors only. No additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the t-shirts, the collectible coins that are about to sell out, the amazing shower filters that are the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month, in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New Liquid Ultimate Turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? I wanted was Clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and make the purchase now.
A final thought of the day. As you know, I've known the president 35 years, and he's 80 years old right now. Okay, so that puts him, if I can do the math quickly, 45, maybe early 40s when I met him in New York City. Now, I've noticed that he is hunching over a little bit, and that's normal. You get older, every malady in the world is going to visit you. I can't even bore you with the stuff I got to deal with. And I was actually feeling sorry for myself the other day. And I never do that. But I went, this and that, a blood test, that. But I noticed the president was a little. So my advice to Donald Trump is to take the next month off if you can. Get into an environment where you like golf and relax a little bit. You got to deal with Iran. I understand that. Everybody understands it. But you can do that on the phone, and you can do that with your people coming. But need a breather. I need a breather, and I'm going to build it into August. But he needs a breather much more than I do. Okay, so we wish the best for not only President Trump, but all the presidents, even Bill Biden, Barack Obama, Jimmy Carter. Always respected the office. I did. Always. If you read Confronting the Presidents, you know that. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, usually when I talk to him, he's in a boat at the Panama Canal, or he's in China, or he's in Taiwan, or he's in Japan. And some of the time he lives outside Austin on Dripping Springs. But Michael Yon, the famous Green Beret and probably the most famous living combat journalist, and really geopolitical expert, is here. Boy, did you call it all. On my show like 5 years ago, you would just talk about Panama and the Strait of Hormuz and Strait of Malacca and how this coming world war was going to happen. And here we are. And then you've got Saudi Arabia saying they're going to get nuke material from the U.S. And you've got Israel today set to pass in the House the NDAA Section 219 to literally merge with our military. Even military.com says, no, they're merging with us. All the secrets, everything. I mean, this is like a Twilight Zone episode. And I know you were never a Trump supporter. You were never a Democrat either. I call you a very conservative, patriotic American. But I was trying to get the good we could get out of him. But my goodness, this is a disaster. We got the Democratic Socialists running around winning all these primaries. How would you describe the moment in time we're in? And, you know, you said on my show like 2 years ago, you said, I think Israel is going to be the pariah of the world. You said, I think they're going to end up being sacrificed. You said, I think that, you know, in the end, they're going to fall. And you've been over there a bunch. And I said, really? And now they're the most unpopular country in the world. They're making villainous statements. They're going to take all the land in Lebanon and kill everybody and take all the land in Syria. And they control America. And ha, 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 America's doing our dirty work. And we don't have to lose anybody. They have their finance minister on TV yesterday saying that. I mean, trying to be provocative. I mean, they're not stupid. But they've gone from all these groups from denying it to just pulling their pants down in front of us and admitting it. And then you've got Russia saying they're getting ready to hit NATO countries that are massing weapons. NATO says they're ready to go to full war with Russia. We're already in a proxy war. Everything's escalating out of control. Clearly, we're in a new world war. You've said that for a while. And the average American is against the war, but they still are sleepwalking into the nearness of this and the intensity of this, because there's a normalcy bias, I think. How would you quantify, if you were a historian looking back 100 years from now, on where humanity is and your new predictions that have been so accurate in the past about where we're going? I know you can't make exact predictions, but on current trajectories, what we face, Michael Yon.
Right. I mean, this is a huge topic, as you know. We could talk about it for months, and so we'll have to triage. I think in the future, we're going to see massive famines. And, you know, as you and I have talked about many times before,
You're doing great.
Is that I think that the famines are partly to diminish, decrease the population, just like the death jabs. But also,
you got some excellent posts on your X account detailing that. Give people your X account.
All right, my X account, and or actually my Substack, as well as Michael Yon, my name Y-O-N, and Big Honey. It's easier to remember for people, Big Honey. So there you go, and And so the, but I think what we're going to see is very large famines. They've been setting conditions for this for years, like the screw worms as an example. There's so many things that they're doing to create conditions for famine, like closing Strait of Hormuz. But there's a lot more. Knocking farmers off their farms all over the world, so many countries we go to.
But John Kerry said before he left 2.5 years ago, he said we need to cut half the food production or we'll starve. The Netherlands, Ireland, Sri Lanka, they're massively just saying farms are bad, they produce carbon. Not just cow farts, but literally wheat. So they're not, the governments are making people not grow food. I mean, that they admit this is about starvation.
Oh, straight out. I mean, they're really clear about it. Misako, my wife and I just spent more than a month with Catherine Austin Fitz over in Netherlands and looking at the farmers and that sort of thing. It's happening all over the world, Ireland, wherever we go. But these famines, they will create HOP, human osmotic pressure. Human osmotic pressure, that's the push and the pull of migration. Now, keep in mind, all of those facilities down in the Darien and Colombia and everywhere else, they're all still up. The pipelines are still there, right? They're still there. They're in place. They have not been taken down. So once we get these famines coming at us, that's when that human osmotic pressure will really crank up the positive pressure, leaving those places to the negative pressure where there's food.
And you right. predicted this a few years ago, they'd engineer it. Now the UN, playing the good cop, admits we're about to have 50 to 80 million people just with what's happened to the Straits so far in the growing season come out of Africa, the Middle East, and others into Europe. So we're about to see an even bigger flood. Everything you said is now officially happening.
Right. It's happening, and water infrastructure is being removed, and I was just up at Lake Mead, Hoover Dam. You can see that's drying up. We see different things like this around the world. Actually,
Tigris, Euphrates is drying up?
Actually, I would not be surprised if somebody destroys the Mosul Dam at some point on the Tigris. I first wrote about that in about 2005 or 2006, because I spent about a year in northern Iraq, about 2 years in Iraq. But Mosul Dam... The Greater Israel Project will take Israel up to the Euphrates, right? Now, if you look at the old maps of the Basra, Baghdad to Berlin Railroad, it goes right there by the Euphrates. That's where you would want to take. You know, when I predicted that the Strait of Hormuz would be closed last year in July, when I predicted it and that it would be closed like it is now till my Substack, you can see what I wrote exactly.
Oh, I know you said it.
And that they would blame Iran. But really what they're trying to do is set conditions for global famine. But also every war you ever study is about three things: routes, resources, and ideology. But the ideology is about human resources, and human resources are the number one resource. But what you see, the closure of the Strait of Hormuz and that trial run, and when you saw, remember when the Suez was closed with the Ever Given ship, I think that was just a trial run to see how the system would react to it.
I agree. And when we gear back up, we have the new bigger studios being built. We're going to hire extra crew. Crew's doing a great job. We need more. I'm going to have two other people that are just able, before I have a guest on like you, I used to have this. Hey, go get the interviews where he said X, Y, and Z, because that's what goes viral. That's what blows people away, to really have it sink home that you were the only person really detailing this. You said specifically Greater Israel, they want chaos, they want to get us into a war, they won't fall, then they'll use that as the excuse to close the strait, and up above Israel is BlackRock and the Rothschilds that want this global famine with the UN so they can then, again, pose as the savers, get even more power. Then yesterday, Israel Smotrich, their economic minister, said, and I played the video clip, but overhead shot, here's the quote, he said, this is ideal to keep the strait closed to crush Iran. They don't care about the rest of the world's economy or starvation. And they admitted this is part of the larger Greater Israel project to slowly starve the Iranians and collapse them. So they admit they are the ones that want the strait closed, and that basically Trump wants it closed working with them. What an outrageous admission.
Right. It was obvious. I mean, I published it last year. I mean, I thought that the Zionists would want to close it. Also, the Zionists are clearly working to put China into famine. Now, if I were going to put China into famine, what would I do? I would do exactly what they're doing now. I would also close Malacca and a few other places, and I would get Argentina and Brazil into a war, and I would control the Panama Canal. I would do a few things like that, and if they could, they would take out Three Gorges Dam. A few things like that, right? Of course, the Chinese might react with, you know, hydrogen bombs. But, you know, because, but a lot of these things can be done with deniability. For instance, getting Argentina to fight Brazil, you know, take control of the Panama Canal, which is happening now. Obviously, the United States is moving more thickly down there now. And, they're really starting to elbow out the Chinese. And so these things, if you wanted to put China into famine, you would do exactly what they're doing now. You would also attack those ships in the Black Sea. You would attack, you would eventually close the Turkish Straits, the Bosphorus. You would close Strait of Malacca for sure. That's why now, interestingly, about a lot of the, Israelis, they're squirting out to strategic places around the world, like Panama, Argentina. They're squirting out to, Thailand, and the places that they're going in Thailand are actually quite strategic if you understand. Like, for instance, they're going to Koh Samui Island, Koh Tao, and Koh Phangan.
So what you're doing is you're like briefing an admiral or a general to the public, and they're smart. And I'm pretty informed, but I still don't follow it all. Dumb it down like I'm a five-year-old first. Globally, what's happening, 35,000-foot view, who the players are, and then you go through these pieces. But this is a new world war. How deep are we into it? Who are the factions? Who's winning it? What can we expect? We know it's going to be bad for the average person, period.
Right. So right now, they're cutting off the blood flow on the routes and resources, like gaining control of... Eventually, I think you'll see fights at, for instance, the Danish Strait. They'll end up being a war for the North Sea as well, right? Because this is about routes and resources. And human resources are the number one resource. So they're going to eliminate a lot of the human resources.
And that's why the EU and NATO are now moving nukes into those areas.
Right. And so I think that what you're going to see is places like the Turkish Strait. You're going to see Turkey in war, right? You're going to see Israel go for Egypt. They're going to try to take control of, obviously, the...
And you said that a few years ago, and they said you were anti-Semitic and crazy. Israel, including Netanyahu, now officially says next target, Turkey and Egypt. I mean, this is wild.
Right. I mean, it's been obvious the whole time that they're going to go for... That's why Israel exists. Israel even exists so that we can... The British, as you know... Not to go into this long history.
Rothschild
lesson,
set it up.
Right. And so, like, for instance, when we made Panama in 1903, we created Panama of a piece of Colombia so we could make the canal, right? There's many, many countries like that. Those 1922 synthetics is what I call the Gulf states, the Persian Gulf states, like Kuwait. You know, Percy Cox drew all this.
Set up after World War One, yeah.
Right. He drew those maps and
drew them, they said, to create division, that they drew them unnaturally with groups that would hate each other.
That's right. And when you're down there on the ground, they're like, hey, you drew the border right between our tribe. they did that all over the place. Like, for instance, in Afghanistan, between Pakistan, everywhere, right? That's the normal game. So those countries are all synthetic. And as you know, if you want the greater Israel includes taking most of those countries, it includes taking Jordan, it includes taking most of Syria, it includes getting rid of the people in Lebanon. Like,
and Israel's gone from denying it to saying, yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, they're going to take out their desalinization plants, I think. They're already going for the Kuwaiti desalinization.
Well, that's the thing. They knew Iran would do this, so they've put Iran in the position to do their dirty work. And I have Ben-Gavir and Smotrich on TV. I'm not going to play it again. I played it like five times the last few days. Both admitting it. So why are they admitting it suddenly?
I think about that often, and you've talked about it many times. I think it's just straight up arrogance, and they want to show how, I think it's that base, actually. It's just that they're primitive in their minds. They're sophisticated when it comes to sabotage and that sort of thing, and causing arson basically is what they're doing. But they're actually quite primitive. You notice when they kill people, they celebrate. They jump up and down like they won a football game, right? I mean, they're actually quite savage. Smotrich is he's utterly savage. And, you know,
Gavir beats up aid workers on TV. And he was on TV. He went and showed a gas chamber, literally for gassing people, an execution chamber. And he said, we're going to kill all of our enemies in here. I'm going to kill you. And he looks like he couldn't find his ass with both hands. That makes it even sicker. And then he's running around cheering, saying, we're taking all of Gaza. We killed them. We killed them. And then he says, I'm going to kill. We're going to burn all of Lebanon and dances in Hebrew going, kill, kill, kill on TV. I mean, villains in movies don't dance around saying, kill, kill, kill. This is insanity.
Right. And it's actually authentic, you know, because I've spent a lot of time with Israelis. And, you know, in India and Nepal and Thailand. And again, let me go back to Thailand. The places that a lot of the Israelis are squirting out to in Israel 2.0, or sometimes they call it Noah's Ark 2.0. They have different names for it.
Argentina. You
know, Plan B. Yeah. Argentina. Right. The places that they're going are strategic. Those, for instance, those three islands I mentioned in Thailand. Koh Samui, Koh Tao, and Koh Phangan. I spent more than 3 months there, right? Those islands, they're not strategic at the moment, but in the future, when you build a canal or a crossway across the isthmus between the Gulf of Thailand and the Andaman Sea, it's going to be strategic. That's a bypass from Strait of Malacca. I first went to look at that and give it a good look in 2014.
Sure, why are they obsessed with, I heard you just a couple years ago say this, I didn't roll my eyes, I thought, come on. They've gone to, you know, Mili in Argentina, and they send, for decades, all of their graduates of the military are supposed to spend like 6 months there, and they go hike there. And they caught them drawing maps, setting fires, saying it's all going to be ours. And then now Israel says, no, the new Israel will be Argentina, and we're going to take that. They're now saying that Ukraine will be an Israeli base.
Right. Now, keep in mind, Mili down in Argentina, Masako and I went down there and looked, actually, and they're hitting them with the cannabis weapon now, right? We went to an expo where the Ministry of Defense and all these guys were sponsors. It was amazing. And so, I mean, that told me right there, they're coming to dumb them down, right? But that told us one thing. Mili down there, his name, as you know, is Mili Yakovsky, right? That's his real name.
Same family as Netanyahu.
That's right. Mili Yakovsky, you know, they changed their name in the 1920s.
Again, folks, I'm not bashing Israel to bash it. Now they are literally megalomaniac announcing they're taking over Congress, the military, rule everything. The whole world's theirs. Ha, ha, ha. America's doing our dirty work. Ha, ha, ha. It's just bizarre.
It's right out of the movies. I mean, straight up. I mean, it's straight up evil incarnate. It's the Epstein class evil. You know, Iran's not the one that pushed the death jab on the world. Let's be realistic about this. They're not the ones that are causing all these fights. They're just not. The Strait of Hormuz has been open the whole time, and now suddenly the Strait of Hormuz is closed, just as I predicted in writing last year. It's easy.
Rubio said again 2 days ago, we've got to keep the war going till the Strait's open. Well, we're the ones that got it closed by attacking.
Right. You know, like you said years ago, a lot of this stuff, it feels like cheating to predict it. You just pay attention to what they say, right? You just read what they write. Pay attention to what they say. Pay attention to which way they point their eyes and point their toes, right? And so I think that the idea of global famine is coming closer and closer and getting bigger and bigger in the windshield. And at that point, again, that's when you'll see massive amounts of people flooding into Europe, as already have. I mean, in my view, I've been all over Europe. I spent more than 6 years in Europe, and I guess about seven. I've been all over Europe, right? I was just over in Sweden and all those places looking at the Baltic. But in my view, they've already had a kill shot on the so-called migration. It's already over the top. It's too many. I think at this point they will already – just what they've already been hit with is enough. And it's happening to the United States as well. There's no mass deportations going on here. Furthermore, the Chinese are still coming over our border, by the way. Trump says that the border is closed. It's false. The border is still open. Chinese are still coming across our border at San Diego. So it's, it's still open.
Well, I mean, that's all depressing, but the positive thing is at least we know. What is the off-ramp to get NATO to stop attacking Russia? What is the off-ramp to – because the mullahs themselves obviously know that if they make a deal, they'll just get bombed again later. They said, we don't trust this to ever hold. So their back's against the wall. They're going to keep the strait closed, and then that makes Israel happy because it hurts Iran, but it hurts the rest of the world. Israel brags about that. What does – I mean, if Trump – if you were President Trump, and obviously you don't have any respect for him, you don't think he'll do the right thing, but he is being told by Laura Ingraham and Bill O'Reilly and – all his confidants, hey, you look like an idiot. You're hurting the world. Everybody's turning against you. You better stop. So I think we could put enough pressure, hopefully, on him. But then how does he deal with Israel when he tells them don't attack Lebanon and they say F you?
I actually don't see an off-ramp, which is strange. I mean, it's just war. This is a war. This is a highway to war. In fact,
well, there are points of no return.
We've passed the Pona right now, point of no return, right? It's over. And I think, in my view, it's over. The point of no return, we've passed that long ago. It's game on. And I think...
that's what Tucker Carlson thinks. That's what Matt Bracken thinks. That's what everybody I talk to thinks.
Yeah, I mean...
Trump says all the military supports this, and 100% of his supporters support it with no evidence. I found everybody I know in the military is against this.
I don't know anybody in the military that's for this.
You have more contacts than probably anybody. When you talk to active duty and others and former, and I mean, you know everybody for all your years of war correspondent, I mean, what are they saying?
I haven't seen anybody that's for this. I haven't seen anybody at all that's like, hey, let's go to war with Iran. They all know this is foolish. At minimum, this is foolish.
I open the phones up, and 9 out of 10 callers that are military are against it.
The main target, actually, is the United States. A lot of people don't get that, right? And more globally, the globe, to reduce the population to control the remnant, right? So this is huge war. This is big boy war. That's why people that are talking about the MOU and all that nonsense and the peace talks, I'm like, listen, I don't even have time for that. There's no peace talks. It's a distraction. You're wasting my time.
Did you see that movie came out like 10 years ago? It's got the star that plays Atreides, and I forget his name. He's a great actor. But it's based on Henry VIII when he's young. And he goes and beats the French, the Norman, but he finds out at the end it was all staged between the nobles, because they had uprisings in France and they had uprisings in England. And of course that was later, you know, in the histories that he came out, that they would stage a lot of those wars. Real people would die, but it was really just to unify their countries when there was an uprising. This is as old as the hills, governments to launch wars, and the main targets their own people.
I think I saw you say a couple of years ago or a few years ago, you read The Prince, right, Machiavelli?
Yeah.
I mean, this is it. This is right out of The Prince, right? I mean, this is, you know, getting the war started to keep yourself in power. I mean, this is
Episode 3 of Star Wars, Palpatine attacks his own planet to become the emperor.
Right. You know, Kipling, what did he say in about 1901 and Kim, right? And, you know, he talked about the great game, of course. And, you know, he talked about, as the Russians would call it, the Tournament of Shadows. I like the way the Russians put it, the Tournament of Shadows. That's what is still going on. It never stopped. The great game is still on. And one of the things that Kipling said in Kim, he had, you know, somebody, one of his characters say it, you know, something like, the game is so great that one sees but a small part at a time, right? And that's what's happening now. If we focus on Strait of Hormuz.
The great game is divide and conquer, geopolitical interactions, for people that don't know.
Manifest Destiny was part of, you know, the great game, right? American Progress, you know, that painting from 1872 that depicts our version of the great game. This has never ended. I mean, the great game.
But at least with America, we were honest about it.
We got a
superior culture, and we're going to dominate.
Yeah, actually, it was quite honest in that regard, actually. But the great game is on. It's wildly on. And the two main oligarchical systems out of all the Godzillas and Mothras fighting out there are the Zionists and the Chinese, right? That's clear. And the Chinese have the advantage of numbers. The Zionists have the advantage of position, right? They're positioned well in the United States government. They've taken over us like a fungus, like those ants take the fungus.
And I want you to take your time on this, because I see this on X and Rumble and everywhere. A big minority of the listeners only care about Israel. It's all they understand. It's all they know. So we're pattern recognition. They think if I ever talk about China being a threat, they think I'm taking away from Israel. They don't understand that the globalists are double-dealing BlackRock with China, Bill Gates with China. Israel's selling them our secrets, but Israel's not with the Chinese. They've got the people in position. They've got AIPAC. They've got the corporate positions. But when Trump comes out and criticizes China and election fraud, NBC and ABC, they don't run it, because at the same time, their main enemy is still keeping the American people in the dark, controlling us. So you're a world traveler, you're highly respected, combat, everything. You've lived over in Asia for a long time. Explain to them that you can have multiple predatory power structures and that you can be concerned about each one and it doesn't take away from the others. Why don't you spend some time, I agree, on the two, because the Zionist model has people in the EU, the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, other parts, corporations, double dealing with China. When it comes to people in key positions, they're the key. They have the money through the central banking. The Chinese have the rare earth minerals, the most people. They're spread out, and they've also infiltrated the West with their spies. But who would you say is superior in a position of power right now?
That's actually difficult to say, because you know how fights get. Fights take twists and turns that are unexpected. They both have huge advantages and huge vulnerabilities. The Chinese, now I've written 3 books on Chinese information war and the Chinese aggressions. I spent a lot of time, and I spent more than 20 years in Asia. A lot of that time was in China. And,
all right, stay there. We're going to come back. We spent as much time as we got a lot of time, really, 45 minutes left or longer. I want you to get into all of this and understand who the power players are. We're right back. America is now 250 years old. July 4th isn't about delicious cheeseburgers and fireworks, though I love them so much. It's about, what does America stand for? The globalists cannot have our country survive. They want transhumanism. They want the Great Reset. They want the New World Order. That's why they demonize America. That's why they pay the NBA and the NFL to take a knee during the anthem and push all this communist Chinese garbage. Because what America stands for is antithetical to what they're doing. So, When you go to thealexjonesshow.com, we have a whole summer line that just rolled out. We'll show you some of these designs. And most of them, I came up with the concepts. I'm pretty proud of it. I think this is a badass shirt. It's the Betsy Ross flag. And it says Rebel Scum since 1776. And the designs just get better from there. And they fund the second American Revolution happening right now. Because our Revolutionary War never really ended. We're just one continued arc, the flower of the Renaissance, challenging totalitarians and authoritarian scum. Because in truth, they're the scum, we are the future, and we are winning. You wanted 1980 style wife beaters? We got a whole bunch of them with great slogans like less 1984, more 1776. Got another great shirt, make Orwell fiction again, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And I got to tell you, this fabric, how light it is, how good it feels. I asked the folks at Bigley, can we have some dress shirts? And I sent them an example. This is even better than the shirt I bought that was similar to it. This is awesome. This shirt is so light. It's so great in the summer. Get yours now along with dozens of new designs and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, you're talking to a lot of people in connected to the Pentagon during the breaks about what's happening in Mali. Trump wants to hit that next. We'll get to that coming up. This is a short segment. We'll take it in the next segment. Explain China and then explain the Zionist lobby, because you can talk about the EU or Russia or you can talk about the U.S., but really it's the mega bank Rothschild, what's left of the British Empire, basically controlled by Zionists now. They even admit that. You have that global order that the Zionists are dominant in, have almost complete control of with their billionaires. And then you've got the China model that was working with the globalists but broke away in the last 18 years. They're now at loggerheads with each other, but there's still some overlapping infiltration on both sides. Is that accurate?
Oh, definitely. You know, the Chinese are growing, and they're very sophisticated people. I've spent more than 20 years in Asia. A lot of that time was in China, roughly a year between China and their neighbors like Tibet, that sort of thing. But I've written 3 books on Chinese information war and the things that they're doing. In fact, you may have seen recently the Chinese park was taken down by a local mayor there in Panama. The Chinese park on the Panama Canal, the Chinese ambassador got involved, and we were right in the middle of that. But the Chinese, they have been fighting for years, they're going to go for Japan. That's clear. I've never studied a war that did not, actually radiate information in advance. They always radiate. If you know where to look, like I go to museums all over China and that sort of thing. If you pay attention to what they'll tell you, they're going to war.
There's always a preparatory narrative.
And they radiate. I mean, they're loud. The wars, they never.
Well, that's because China's been trying to take Japan for 800 years. They got a hard on for it.
Right. And so when you go to their museums, like at Nanjing and places like that, that's a huge museum. And I've written about the Nanjing Museum quite extensively. And actually, interesting, speaking of Nanjing, the sister city of Nanjing, China, is Panama City, Panama. Weirdly, unless you really understand some details behind that. But I'll skip that for, that could take an hour. But at the end of the day, China is going to go, you know, Doug McGregor doesn't, you know, he wrote me the other day. He thinks I'm completely wrong on this stuff. And, he thinks I want to go to war with China. I don't. They're at war with us. They're going to go for Luchu.
Well, their top generals are on TV constantly saying it.
Right. They're going to go.
Oh, I know. There's an extreme end of this to be anti-war when you say that China isn't a threat. I see that, and it's very weird.
Right. Like, they're going to go for Luchu, which is Ryukyu. You know, the Okinawa. They're going to go for Okinawa. They're clearly going to go for it.
Well, they're taking islands from the Vietnamese, and they're taking them from.
You can see, if you're going to take Taiwan, then you're going to go for, you have to go for Okinawa. That's a package deal, right? And so, again, I could go for hours about that, but they're clearly going to go for Okinawa, despite whatever somebody might.
Well, just back to McGregor. I like McGregor, but at the same time, I mean, I'll just be point blank in general, total knowledge. You have way more from all your experience. He doesn't know. Every day, I want to attack China, I could. They have their top generals, their top economic people on their national TV saying, we're funding Hollywood to dumb them down to make them fight. America's done. We're infiltrating them to overthrow them. We've got all the rare earth minerals. We're encircling everything. We've bought off their people, our Confucian centers. They're done. They're going to collapse in race riots. We're surging across the planet. We're building all our, they literally declare they're at war with us on officially. And then is McGregor hiding under a rock?
That's what I told him. I said, come over. I'll take you over there. I mean, they're not going to let me back in China because they kicked me out of Hong Kong. But, I can show him the clear evidence that China's going to go first.
What was that like? They came and said, get out, or what happened in Hong Kong?
Oh, I came back in. I'd left because of, there was a lot of fighting going on. In 2019, I spent most of the year there in those big, huge protests and whatnot. And I left for a short spell and came back, and then they actually denied me entry. So it was in the news, actually, when they denied me entry to come back.
Oh, I saw that. That's right.
Right. So it's not like they handcuffed me.
You're a busy beaver.
Yeah, but they kicked me out. But I've been paying attention to China for a long time. That's why I was there to begin with, right? Now they've taken Hong Kong. Hong Kong is very important. They got a very important port there and quite a few other things. So they've taken
Hong Kong. Well, it's like when you're in Darien Gap, it's all Chinese run, Chinese sponsoring the UN, it's Chinese.
A lot of it is. I hear music coming on you.
Yeah, 60 seconds. We've got to join some stations. Some stations don't carry the first five. So come back with China and Israel. How do Americans get organized and say, we're not with Israel, we're not with China? How do we get a lobby, like we have with the NRA, for guns? How do we get a lobby to get back in?
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AliceJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did. Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
At last, it's here. Bring it into the docking bay. Stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind. It fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dude, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the ship and cuddle. I thought you'd never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. Ha ha ha. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word. They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets.
every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you want tomorrow's news today, you're getting it. Likely on your, literally on fire as usual. You're moving around the whole battle space around the world. The power blocks, you were explaining, you've got the Zionists that took over the British Empire that are the dominant force. They even admit it now. They're saying Israel is going to rule the world through America. They're trying to pass right now in the House today. And they say they've got the votes. Israel to merge our military. When you get to that, you got China as its own predatory power bloc that was allied with the globalists but double-crossed them in the last 17 years. Finishing up with that and then just looking at where this is going to go now, you say no off-ramps. I talked to so many other people that are almost at your level or at your level, not many, and they say, yeah, they don't see any turning this back now. And Tucker came out yesterday and said, Trump, for all his purposes, is running nothing, so we should just stop talking about him.
Right. I mean, that's why Trump is a nothing. He's just.
You said that a month ago on my show. That's why I was like, oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, he's just what he is. Right. And, but he's just, an actor. He's, I call him the condom. Right. I mean, that's what he is. Right. He'll be disposed of at some point and then there'll be another one. Right. Because this is not about Trump. Trump is just a leaf on the tree. This is about a huge war that's been going on for centuries. It's not going to stop now. Actually, there's a standing war in the Middle East, you know, like a standing wave. There's always going to be a war for those routes and resources. They're just, we're the same bears fighting over the same caves and the same rivers, right? It's going to continue. That's a standing war. And then there's a process war going on right on, over the top of it. That's the great game. So people are always going to fight over those routes and resources, like Panama. There's been conflict in Panama ever since Europeans arrived.
But it's coming to a crescendo right now in these cycles.
Yeah, they have occasional crescendos, and this is one of them, and it's game on, and it's really big, and it's global, and like it's never been before. And there's different parties that want to do different things. Some parties want to depopulate the earth, other parties are not even paying attention to it, and I think it's going to surprise them when it finally happens. And then there's parties that, like China, just wants to rule the world and make the world Chinese. They're very clear about it. They want to make the world genetically Chinese. They're super clear about that. Right. And then we've got the Zionists that would like to wipe us out. Obviously, they're super clear about it. They don't hide it. They brag about it.
They say Netanyahu says you destroyed our temple in 70 AD. America and Europe is Rome and you're going
to
get it.
They call us Romans. I mean, you know, he says that occasionally. Right. I mean, we are the Romans to them. And so this is a old it for them. It's new in their minds. Professional.
And that's key to explain. It didn't mean it's like the Soprano guy goes, where are the Romans? He goes, what the hell you think you're looking at? You don't have to be Italian background, folks. We're all seen as Romans by the Israel lobby.
Right. And professional victims are always predators. And you'll see the CCP as well. The Chinese Communist Party is a professional victim. constantly. Everything they do is about, we're the victim, we're the victim, and that gives them the right to do anything they want. When you talk with gypsies about why do you think it's okay to steal with everybody, steal from everybody, they say because they, you know, when Christ was crucified, that a gypsy tinkerer took the fourth nail. That's why there's three nails in Christ instead of four, right? And they say, since we took that fourth nail for, you know, for whatever reason, that gives us the right to steal from anybody in the world, right? Just ask a gypsy, right? I mean, that's very clear, right? But they're constant victims. And so they don't mind stealing from people, right? I've talked with many gypsies around the world. They'll tell you when you can get them alone, not with their group. If they're,
well, you know,
group,
who says gypsies dangerous. Are good? Liberal Americans have never been around them. I mean, they don't understand that they 100% is their culture to rob you.
Straight up. I mean, they don't hide it. I mean, I've taken Misako, my wife, to different places like bridges, and I would go to bridges like London Bridge in London, you know what I mean? Or the old, you know, the some of the bridges there anyway, and watching how they work the bridges, right? I just show her how they work. Let's just sit back, have tea, and watch how they work the people, right? You know, just, I see these things. Have you ever heard of the Thugis, the thugs?
Yeah, the thugs out of India.
Right. And I think that those sorts of cultures are actually much more common than people think, right? The Thugis, that's where the name thug came from. They're also called the deceivers or the stranglers, you know, with their yellow scarves and that sort of thing. But those guys, I think, are still there, actually. But the British, you know, did a big war against them in the 1800s. I've got quite a few books from that period from the British commander and that sort of thing. But I mean, they really went to war with those thugs. But what the thugs would do is very similar to what we see now, but on a big scale and more sophisticated. The thugs now run places like Epstein Island, and they got G5s and that sort of thing. They're running around. They own airports and they own ports, right? They're much bigger. They're just more sophisticated, but they're still doing the same thing. The deceivers, the thugs, you know, they look down upon everybody. They don't have any rules. By the way, I've talked to you about those cannibals I've hunted before. It's not that I was hunting cannibals. I was studying cults for about 3.5 years. And I studied that cannibal cult as a subset of studying cults.
That was in India.
That was in India, Nepal, California, Hawaii, mostly India, right? It was in Italy as well.
By the way, it's come out that Epstein was in a cannibal cult.
I could believe it, but the way that the cult is called Agor, and they seem to be descended from another cult called Kapalikas. Anyway, not to go into that, but the point is, when you look at the way that the Agors believe, it's very similar to the way some of these hardcore core Zionists like the Epstein class, the way that they believe. For instance, that there are no rules. You have no rules whatsoever except the laws of physics, right? So you can do anything that you want, and the more bad things that you do, the more power you accrue.
Well, the final phase of Kabbalah, which is, you can go buy Kabbalah at the bookstore, official, is descending into the devil and transcending through Satan to become a more powerful person.
That's what they do. I mean, these cannibals that I track, I have many, many photos drinking out of skulls, photos that I took, right? They always drink with their left hand with a skull with their three fingers and human skulls, I mean, right? And they have horns, human femur horns and that, and damaru drums, dung, 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 those things that you see, you know, those are made out of baby skulls and baby skin, right? Those people, when you look at their belief system.
Well, the Thugis sacrifice people to God.
Yeah, the Thugis were a different cult, right? And yeah. Actually, the Thugis, they worship Shiva, but actually, believe it or not, a lot of them were Muslim, even though they worship Shiva. But anyway, you know how religion.
It's all mixed, yeah.
Yeah. And, they're syncretic. But the Thugis were something else. I truly think that they still exist. Not to go into that. But the Agoris, they're very similar to the Epstein class of Zionists. That they can do anything that they want. In fact, the more evil that you do, the more powerful that you become. And they reach a sort of ecstasy in doing this, right? They think that they'll... And
that's how I would describe how Israel's ministers, Gavir and Smort, that's, they're acting like they're higher than kites right now.
Right. They celebrate the genocide. They're high. They literally are high. And you see that the Agoris, they believe that they'll achieve something called moksha, which is more of a general idea in Hinduism, that, you know, just total release, right? You have, you know, basically, you know, let the...
Well, that's what Kabbalah says in the last phase, is that you get into the pure evil and have it possess you, and that transcends it all by embracing the dark side.
That's it. And these Agoris that I track, many of them just wear black. They wear black quite a lot. I've got thousands of photos of these guys that I made. And I've got probably close to 1,000 hours of video and audio of interviewing these people. I know what they're thinking and believing based on, I mean, insofar as what they told me and what I would see them do. They are very similar to the Epstein class, except they got the jets.
But when you talk about India, and I'm not bashing Indians in general, but 80% of the special visas are from India, and over 70% are from one little region. And they then once they get in, they're very nice till they get the position of power. Then they fire all the other people, black, white, doesn't matter, Asian, and they bring in only Indians. And I had Mark Mitchell on, who's run Fortune 500 companies, and he said, you know, like Walmart, he was a high level executive there, vice president, and he said at the end they just fired all the white people, and it's all Indians. And I mean, and so the thing is, we don't get it. They're tribal, even to their own groups. They don't even let other Indians in. It's like special tribes. I watch Indian leaders on TV going, we now control Google. We now control Apple. We now control IBM. We now control Walmart. And they say it at the speeches there.
Right. These are vines trying to control, you know, who gets the most sunlight. They're competing vines.
Well, they
right?
know. You come in as an Indian, and another Indian above you will promote you. You promote others, and then they all just, you know, do that.
Right. There's quite a lot of cultures that do this. In fact, it's pretty rare to see a United States.
Well, let me know what I said. Maybe that's what Jews in general do, is they promote within themselves.
Right. There's many cultures that do this. And the United States seems to be one of the few that's ever existed where we try to make
the meritocracy.
Right.
Admiral Nimitz became the head of the Navy and the head of the Pacific Fleet in World War II. He was landlocked and grew up in a hotel that his dad, who'd been a naval officer, built the hotel like a ship. It's in Fredericksburg outside Austin. He went and joined the Navy as a young man, did great, became the head guy because of meritocracy.
Right. I mean, that's one of the things that makes America incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, one of the best.
Before in England, it was families of lords, and if you weren't from the officer class, you were never going to be an officer.
You didn't have the right accent. I mean, you know, we are incredibly lucky we were born in the United States. I mean, at the time that we were born in. And now it's our turn. If we don't defend this place, it's over. I mean, it's down
to that. Well, that's the thing. The West ended slavery. When you get into this, I want to get into the big picture of the war, but we've been the true liberals, Thomas Jefferson wise, not modern liberal.
Right.
I mean, we've been the women freedom in all this stuff. Like, but some of they turned it around like we're the bad guys.
It's easy to weaponize that, as you know. You've talked about this many times. You can weaponize that against us so easily, and the evil people do that, right?
Well, I mean, if you look at the Georgetown colonies and the ones that survived and failed, I know you know your story, you know this. As soon as the pilgrims showed up and a bunch of the first settlements failed, the natives would say, you help us kill our neighbor or we're going to kill you. So it's, and I'm not against Native Americans, which is the way it was. They were always saying, you work with us to kill the other tribe or you're dead. They would never unify. So Manifest Destiny was, that's how they were, so that's the way it happened.
Right. I mean, studying the history of the United States is actually, I spend a lot of time doing this. I know you have because I've watched you talk so much. I mean, this is an incredible story of the United States and how we formed. You know, my family came over in 1609 and got shipwrecked on Bermuda. And there was a book about it called The Sea Venture. But yeah, that was a company town, Jamestown. They made it to Jamestown in 1610 and, you know, started fighting the Powhatan Indians and been going at it ever since. But that was my Eastern side. But the thing is, the United States is an experiment that people are using against us now. It's been a beautiful, how far we've gotten is amazing.
They're now using our openness against us.
They are. Our better traits are being used against us. Like, Americans are the most generous people I've ever seen. They're unbelievably generous. They're not the only generous ones. I've seen others as well. Like, you know, Thai people are very generous, actually. Japanese are very generous as well. But I've never seen somebody quite as generous as Americans. It's really over the top where American spirit will just come out and go, we got to go help those people. Why? Because we're supposed to go help them. That's what we're going to do, you know. We're just one of the things about the missionaries, by the way, I've studied missionary actions quite a lot over the world.
Well, they were always the vanguard of America.
And you know, I was with a senior CIA guy one time at his home many years ago, and he said, if you really want to know what's going on, you go to the real CIA, the Christians in Action, the missionaries. They know what's going on, and it's true. And
you know, it was missionaries started Texas.
Did they start here?
No. Missionaries didn't start. I'm saying missionaries were sent in by Jackson 10 years before to set the whole thing up.
I was going to say, I know missionary, like the Jesuits were 1500s.
I'm saying missionaries kicked off the Texas Revolution.
Oh, on a side topic, you know, Gary the Cannibal, his super ultra great grandfather was the first, I think, Methodist preacher in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, he actually has a book. I found it. But anyway, but not to go into that. But when it comes to missionaries, by the way, missionaries wherever they go, whether it be Formosa or wherever, they're always fighting the government or people from throwing opium or alcohol or whatever on the natives. Constantly, like, stop. They have always been throwing up the shield, right? Whereas others, like the Chinese, they always play victim on the opium thing. But the Chinese spread that opium all over the place, like Siam, you know, Thailand, and Siam and Thailand, and they've always been pushing the opium down in Thailand, right? They've always, and the Chinese push the dope on people like crazy and then play the victim of the, you know, the British, opium wars, right? Which they were victims, but they also spend a lot of time victimizing others. One missionary that was in Formosa in the 1800s, his name is McKay. He was a Canadian dentist, right? And he was talking about how the wily Chinese traders are pushing intoxicants on the natives. These were headhunters he's out with, like, no kidding, cannibal headhunters. He said they're actually, I'm talking about the missionary McKay, the dentist.
No, and we could talk for 50 hours. It's all fascinating. But back to the Chi-Coms and then the Zionist with its international networks in the West, and this big battle. Where do you see it going? What's the next shoe to drop? What's going to happen with no off-ramp? Trump's like, oh, 19 years, Vietnam War. It was really 11, as you know, but I mean, this is just, and even Bill O'Reilly's like saying, you got to take a rest. Laura Ingraham's saying, man, you're destroying us. And Trump is just destroying himself, destroying America. I mean, you can say he was bad before, I get that, but he is like really gone to seed.
I think when he's gone, it'll continue. You know, because any minute now he may keel over or whatever. And, but in any case, when he's gone, I think it'll continue. That's my view, because I'm looking at the larger energy in the system. And in that larger energy in the system, that's why he's even there, right? He's not there because he won organically. He's there because he's part of that system, right? That's it. Just like Obama was, just like Bush was, just like the Clintons.
So who's winning this global war between the BRICS and the Chi-Coms and the Anglo-American Zionist British Empire system?
Ultimately, fascism, actually. Ultimately, that's it.
Exactly. AI, tyranny in general, they're all adopting it. It's just bad for people.
Yeah, ultimately, fascism. I mean, as government...
So the devil's winning.
Right. Ultimately, as like, for instance, when we were just up at the Danish Strait in Denmark, you know, the Danish Strait's one of the top, you know, one of the main chokeholds in the world, right? It's very important. So Misako and I were up there. There's a United Nations headquarters right on the Danish Strait, you know, right there. And, in Copenhagen, right? It's amazing. It's huge. It's like it's bigger than the headquarters in Panama, right beside the Panama Canal. UN, right? And so, the Danish Strait, Maersk, huge shipping company, right? Massive shipping company, which is going for, obviously, their part of Panama, right? A lot of, you know, China owns Costco, their shipping company, right? Or a shipping company. But Maersk basically owns, you know, Denmark. I mean, it's already a fascist country, right? I would not be surprised at some point to see somebody attack Denmark and go for Maersk and all of their ships, actually. That's one of the reasons I've never seen anybody say this or write it or speak it out loud like I just did. But I think at some point, somebody's going to go for the company of Maersk and all of their ships. As you know, in the old days, people would go beat somebody up and take all of their ships, take all of their ports.
Well, that's why the Dutch had the night watch, because pirates coming in. So expanding on that, let's move to Russia and the Ukraine thing. Russia says the red lines crossed, are going to hit NATO bases, massing weapons, because NATO's hitting Russia. Do you think the Russians will make good on that? And what do you think NATO does if they do?
I think that they probably will. And that's why Misako and I were recently up in Hamburg, because Hamburg is the third biggest port in Europe. It's
so your predictions rarely don't come true. You think Russia will start hitting NATO countries soon?
I think so. I think so.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, time frame, and what happens after that?
I don't know, because wars have this way of getting out of control really quick. It's already out of control. This what's happening now is a function of an out of control war, because, you know, wars do certain things very predictably. You know, the Nostradamus of war.
If you they do predictably is grow once you start them.
There you go. Then if you want to sound like Nostradamus in war prediction, just say, I think this war is going to grow, right? And it does magically, because that's what fires and wars do. And I think this war is going to grow unpredictably. And they do, because that's what they do. It's going to last longer than anybody expected, right? They generally last longer than anybody expected. And the outcome is often different than anybody expected, right? So, I mean, right now we're in the stage of a wildfire, right? And there's a huge fuel load, and the winds come and go, the weather changes. I mean, which way is the fire going to go? You could have fought fires for 40 years, and you're like, I don't know.
When which it goes back to mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
A smart move would have not to done this, but now it's been kicked off.
It's game on. So, I mean, there's the war has, once you reach this stage of a war, it's like a beast being born. It has its own life.
That's what Nixon famously said when he was at the Lincoln Memorial, and in his actual video that's in the movie Nixon. And he's like, I want to stop the war, but he goes, there's all these interests. He goes, you can't stop it. He goes, no, it's a wild animal.
Did Nixon say that?
He said, yeah, it's a wild beast.
And he totally gets it. You know, at some point,
guys,
I'm like,
pull up. Yeah. They had it last week. I played it. Just type in Oliver Stone's Nixon.
Look at those
Nixon
those
at the Lincoln Memorial. Nixon says it's a wild animal.
And they remember that map. When,
yeah, when we come back, we'll show that map when we come back. Crew's doing a great job here in a backup studio. Our new ones are getting ready. That's why you got to support us. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I drop the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor Big Lee came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Okay, Bob, we're just wrapping, my friends and I. In fact, we agree on a lot of things, don't we?
No, we don't. You say you want to end the war, so why don't you?
Change always comes slowly. I pulled out more than half the troops. I'm trying to cut the military budget for the first time in 30 years. I want a volunteer army, but it's also a question of American credibility, our position in the world.
Come on, Mr. Nixon. It's a civil war between Vietnamese.
You don't want the war. We don't want the war. The Vietnamese don't want the war. So why does it go on?
You should be going, Mr. President, okay? Please.
You can't stop it, can you? Even if you wanted to. Because it's not you. It's the system. The system won't let you stop it.
There's more at stake here than what you want or what I want.
Then what's the point? What's the point of being president? You're powerless.
No, I'm not powerless. Because I understand the system. I believe I can control it. Maybe not control it totally, but tame it enough to make it do some good.
Sounds like you're talking about a wild animal.
Nixon said I am. Full club. Michael Yon, continuing then, and you're giving a lot of details, that's excellent, but what can we do with the players, with the Chi-Com globalist battle going on with Ukraine, Russia, and Iran as proxy hybrid areas? Who's winning this conflict? And I guess you said that the tyrants are getting more control. The domestic population is the real target. I agree with that. Israel admitted that yesterday, their finance minister. So how do we educate the public? What does the public do?
Whatever position people are in, don't go along with the plan.
I've got three children that are draft age, and they've got the draft set back up and ready. I'm not doing it.
I think that they're going to do a draft. I think they're going to do a draft, and they're going to kill them off. That's the plan, and then replace them with others, right? Like Haitians or whatever.
COVID 2.0.
Right. I think that they'll do it. And actually, can you put up that map of the North Sea with NATO countries?
Yeah, we were showing the last since 91, the expansion of NATO.
Right. You see NATO there. Notice the North Sea there, which is, just south of Norway and just east of United Kingdom and over there, right by Germany and Netherlands, right? That's the North Sea, right? The North Sea is surrounded by NATO countries, and that's not a coincidence.
And guys, run through the graphic. Run up to the year 2026. Go ahead.
Right. I think that when you talked about what would Russia do, I think, well, that North Sea is obviously one of the most important places on Earth. It's incredibly important. It's resource rich, and it's been a place that people have fought over for nobody knows how long, right? And it's filled with energy. It's filled with food. And it's a huge route, right? So you notice Denmark right there between, right by Norway, south of Norway, there's Denmark. There's the Danish Strait. I think Russia may do something to Denmark. If they don't, then the Zionists may blame it on Russia. Again, like BASF plant in Ludwigshafen, Germany. I would not be surprised if somebody takes that out. Whoever takes it out, it'll probably get blamed on Russia. But Russia might take it out, actually. But I think places like Hamburg and Rotterdam and Antwerp are all on the menu.
Well, Russia has said they're on the menu.
Did he say Antwerp and Rotterdam as well?
They've specifically said all these targets, anywhere that's supporting Ukraine.
Right. I mean, if you wanted to really cripple Europe, you would take out places like, Hamburg, Rotterdam, Antwerp. You would take out BASF plants.
But to show how the target's not just Russia, look how they blew up the Nord Stream. That hurt Germany worse than anybody.
Right. And, when they took out Nord Stream, Misako and I were at BASF 14 days in advance before that, warning about it.
That's where they make the fertilizer.
That's right. That's where they started making the Haber-Bosch process, first started there on an industrial scale in 1914, arguably 1913. But that's why we were there, because that's the biggest chemical company in the world.
And none of that's sexy, folks, but you cut off fertilizer by blowing up a plant or cutting it off physically. You cut off energy. That's true war. It's siege.
Keep in mind, BASF is not just about fertilizer. it's also about thousands of other chemicals that are needed for the world that we live in, right? They make a huge amount. We did a tour of the plant, actually. And this was 14 days before Nord Stream.
Did you see where the EU wants to ban that process of making hydrogen or turning it into fertilizer?
They want to ban the Haber-Bosch process?
Yeah.
That's over the top. Yeah. When did they propose this?
A couple of years ago, John Kerry and them were pushing how it's bad. You know, they were trying to get Europe to go after that.
Wow. So it's been out for a couple of years and I didn't notice. That's amazing. You know, Fritz Haber, by the way, he was a German chemist. He first came up with the idea in about 1903 in his book on thermodynamics. Anyway, later he worked on the same, on the gases that were used to gas Jews, right? The same. He's Jewish, by the way. So I mean, the actual guy that worked on those gases was Fritz Haber, right? And so he's a famous chemist. I've got quite a bit of, you know, there's a good book on him, actually.
There he is.
That's him, Fritz. So he's the guy that first envisioned being able to do the Haber-Bosch process, taking the nitrogen off of the natural gas. I'm sorry, the hydrogen, and combining it with the nitrogen that we're breathing now, and making ammonia, right? But then later he made the actual chemicals that were used in chemical warfare. So that's the guy, Fritz Haber. But actually Bosch, another German chemist, is the one that came up, was able to do it on an industrial scale. So that's why it's called the Haber-Bosch, is based on those two.
Yeah, terms. And another great factoid, but just picking up another is, what do you make of the elites funding communism? People think the universities are anti-establishment. That's establishment funding. What do you make of the Democratic Socialist of America, Mondami, the Red-Green Alliance? How does Islam play into this larger global panopticon?
They're being used as useful idiots to destroy us. That's what's happening. I mean, straight up. I mean, for instance, you look at HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society.
Oh, my God. I could play thousands of rabbis saying we hate the Muslims less than we hate Rome, which is the West. We're going to use the Muslims to get them.
They're crystal clear. Like, they're taking people from Somalia and putting them in Minnesota, right? So they're taking it from a target area to a target area, right? Because the Minnesota, the headwaters of Mississippi and all that stuff, right? I mean, they're actually new.
You understand, it's all warfare. Once you shift your mind into the Chinese or the Zionists, it's all war.
Can you pull up New Somaliland on a map?
Oh, they're now teaching in schools that the Somalis founded Minnesota 3,000 years ago.
There you go. That's how it goes, right? And the Chinese are teaching the Chinese that they've created the United States and they were the first here, right? They're teaching them that they were the first in the United States and that they made all these roads and railroads, and they're teaching them that, right?
So I've seen this weird new thing that courthouses are thousands of years old, built by Chinese. The flat earthers believe that. They believe that we can't build anything.
They believe Taiwan was part of China. In fact, I'll bet you 99% of the educated people watching this think Taiwan was part of China.
But, you know, there's Somaliland in Somalia. They're now announcing Somaliland in Minnesota. Somalis right. Announced that they even have their own political party.
Somaliland, actually, though, is right. Notice where it's at. Right there. Right next to Djibouti.
Mediterranean.
Right next to Djibouti. Right there. Right? So well, there you go. And so that's part, Somaliland will be part of the new Israel project. It is part of it, right? So that's why they just created, Israel's the only country that's actually recognized Somaliland. They did it a few months ago. So they're
taking, so they're already breaking that out. Obviously out of the Mediterranean's over there, but I meant like just controlling that whole area.
Right. And so Djibouti is obviously, eventually they'll go for Djibouti, you know, clearly.
They have a Somaliland elections in Minnesota, and the leader of Somaliland lives in Minnesota.
If you look at the Somalis in Minnesota, you'll see Hias openly supporting them. Hias is openly like, we're helping them with this.
That's the Jewish charity.
Right. Hias, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society.
That Mayorkas used to run.
That's right. He was a board member. And then he left Hias and he became Department of Homeland Security chief. If you go to Hias.org, you'll see a letter congratulating Mayorkas.
Oh, I know. So we've gone over. So what do we do? Okay. Guys, in fact, check. They were supposed to vote like now. Just check for me. Section 219 of the Defense Authorization Act was Section 224. I'm sure you've seen it. Even Army Times, all of it, men. No, it integrates us with the Israelis. They get co-ownership of all of our weapons. Literal coup d'etat treason. And they say they have the votes to get it out of the House today. How do we respond to that?
It's a big deal. I think they're going to do a draft, and I think they're going to try to kill off all the, you know, young Patriots. I think that that's a pretty obvious step, actually. And so what can we do to resist things like this? First of all, don't go along with anything. Don't go along with anything that is treasonous.
And again, here's military.com, U.S.-Israeli defense integration on horizon as House keeps Section 219 in NDAA set to vote today. I mean, this is the mainline news that we're merging. Sorry, go ahead. I mean, it's just crazy.
Right. So they'll want to make war slaves out of people because that's what the draft actually is. War slavery, obviously. Look at Vietnam. You just had, you know, Nixon.
Hessians.
Right. What's that?
Oh, equivalent of Hessians.
Right. Right. I mean, this is straight up war slavery. And so they want to force people into the draft. Of course, they're going to force people into the draft that they want to kill off. Look what's happening to the Ukrainians. They're dragging them off the streets and putting them
up. But Europe's bringing them back to draft. People aren't going to go along with that. So what's going to happen?
We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen. Let's see how much testosterone they've actually got, because that's what it's going to come down to, right? Look at the, look what's happening in Ireland right now. I mean, you know, we've warned about Ireland so many times, and now the African gangs are out there stabbing people in the streets, like openly, right? It's gang warfare now.
Chopping heads off.
Right. So, I mean, it comes down to what are the Irish men going to do? Are you going to man up, or are you going to just go, no, you can have it? I mean, that's what it comes down to Texas, too. Now, you ask what we can do. I've been across the entire U.S. southern border from SpaceX over to San Diego, right? Took a long time to do that. I talked with a lot of Border Patrol who were loading the buses up, and they would blame it on the Mexican cartels. I'm like, are you in the Mexican cartel? I mean, you're the one loading the bus to invade the United States.
No, I've done that myself. When they're loading them, they're like, and they go, no, we're completing the smuggling process.
You've been down on the border. You've seen it. You know, I don't need to explain. You've been to the camps and stuff. You know exactly what's happening. They're loading up. They're like, no, it's a Mexican cartel. Did they actually say that to you? We're a Mexican cartel?
They've had the Border Patrol union head say, no, we complete the smuggling process. We don't want to do it. And I've had them say, nope. You're like, yeah, we've been down. We got video. Like, yep, you're right. We're told to do it. Yep, you're right. We are.
So he says, we don't want to do it, but we're still there. You are. Yeah, I remember watching that video. Yeah, I shared it with quite a lot of people.
It's crazy. Yeah, that I was.
Yeah. Well, you're not now. I mean, it was just amazing.
I did 500 sit-ups this morning. That was fun.
You did 500 sit-ups this morning?
500, yeah.
Awesome. I mean, your energy's high.
Well, my enemies want to defeat me, so I'm my biggest enemy. I got to stop being the enemy around here.
That's right.
You lost a bunch of weight, too.
Yeah, I'm about to do a fast because we're going to have a baby soon, and baby can never see me fat. So, you know, my grandfather used to smoke, actually, before my mother and uncle were born, and he stopped smoking because he said, never going to let
my children. How old's your Japanese wife?
36.
Wow, so you still got it in you.
Yeah.
Michael Young ain't shooting blanks.
No, sir. Catherine Austin Fitz asked us in December what you're going to do in 2026. I said, we're going to make a family. And on that note, good night, Catherine. And so the baby was actually conceived in Stavoren, Netherlands. And then we went right to Hamburg, right, actually. But Stavoren is actually, in the old days, was a main port for the in the Hanseatic days. You know, anyway.
Is this your first child or you got more kids?
First.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But I wish I had like 20 because I've always loved kids.
You're getting straight to you. You're already a badass. You know, something happens when you have the first child, something clicks.
Yeah.
I got a lot more serious and a lot meaner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to be scared of you once you got a kid. It's going to be all new. Whole new level.
I'm already making the classroom. You know, I've got a bunch of books from all the textbooks are all from the 1800s, right? Because, you know, I'm going back the old way. You know, all the mathematics books that I bought are 1880s or so. 1870s.
When you look at that first child in your arms, and like it all this stuff, it's the biggest ritual ever. Everything just clicks, and it's like the confidence level goes way up, the seriousness, and every attribute you had like intensifies.
Well, that's going to be pretty intense then. But, you know, Misako and I, we were discussing, my wife is Misako, we were discussing, what's the word? It's not happy, it's not excited, it's more than that. You know, it's
well, I love how you're doubling down. In such a time, people say, I'm not going to have kids. No, we have to bet with our children in times of crisis. In fact, statistics show during the worst times, we have more kids.
Really?
Humanity has that instinct, yeah.
Well, that's what, I mean, you know, and so, I mean, the word that she came up with was blessed. And that's it. I feel immensely blessed. And, you know, it's time to be good parents. That's it. You know, and good teachers.
Where are you deciding to stay when the baby comes?
Part United States and part Japan, because I want baby to be all over America and Japan and Asia. I mean, because this is going to be an international baby.
Well, you got to bring the baby here.
I will. And, you know, we'll wait until the first thing the baby's going to learn is martial arts, of course. music, that sort of thing, mathematics.
You know, it's a boy or girl yet?
Don't know because we don't want to mess with the ultrasound crap. Right. No, it's not because we want to wait.
Ultrasound can be dangerous, yeah.
Yeah, we just don't trust any of that stuff.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's smart. We're almost out of time. 4 minute closing statement.
Well, we're Americans. And, you know, actually, people watch your show all over the world. Some of us are Americans, but all of us are in a fight for our lives. But everybody watching this, all of our families have been through wars. There's no exception. Everybody watching this, their family's been through war. If you're watching this, your family's been through famine. Your family has been through pandemic.
That's right. Our ancestors already hacked it. We can do it.
We are the descendants of very tough people, or we wouldn't even be sitting here. Everybody. There's no exception to that. So it's our turn. That's it.
You just got to activate that dormant instinct.
That's right. This is it. I mean, this is otherwise we're going to watch our countries fall apart and they're going to melt into oblivion and be forgotten. That's what will happen.
We got a couple minutes here. What else you want to dump on?
Right. And, well, come over and visit me in Japan. And, well, I'm not going to take everybody in with me, but, the thing that I'm doing so much in Asia is just like I've told Misako, she can't defend Japan. She's as much of a Japanese patriot as I am American patriot, which is pretty intense, right? And I said, you know, you can't defend Japan by spending all your time in Japan. You got to go around the world.
The world fights everywhere.
So I took her all over the world. I took her, gave her a
PhD. How'd you meet her?
In a riot in front of the White House. Yeah, actually, right in front of, it was an Antifa riot. So I'd like to thank the fascists of Antifa.
Well, tell me how that happened. Did you protect her or something?
No, I had.
Honey Bear took care of
her. No, I'd written three books that are only in Japanese and people had said that she should come find me. And it took me months to check her out, actually. So I checked her out.
You finally checked her out. Good.
Oh, well, and then she came and there we were in the riot in front of the White House. And she was very brave, actually, you know, and saw her do all kinds of things and different, took her down to Darien and different places. Before I took her to the jungle, we did a 4-day fast because I wanted to see if she could take days without food. Cause that's when you'll see emotions come out. She was steady as they go. So I was like, okay.
Wow. Putting them through the paces.
So I was like, let's go to the jungle. And I took her down. And ever since that time, we've been all over the world looking at all kinds of stuff. And now we're having a baby.
That's exciting. You look happy.
I'm more than happy. I'm way beyond blessed. I mean, I wake up in the morning thinking about it, go to bed thinking about it. It's like every 5 minutes.
What's the due date?
September 26th, right? So, yeah. And that's a whole subject in itself because we're going to midwife it. And they make it hard to midwife it in Japan. And I was thinking about coming back here, but that's kind of, you don't want to get a very pregnant woman on an airplane for a long flight. Because, you know, they're making midwifery difficult in Japan.
Yeah, well, not here. You got to come to Texas.
If I can get a pressurized airplane, I'll bring her back. Right? Yeah, but I don't want to, you know, this phase.
How do people find Michael Yon online?
Substack. Go to Substack and go to my name, Michael Yon, or Big Honey, or on X. But Substack is the best. That's where I put my videos up and that sort of thing.
And you spell Yon, three letters.
Y-O-N, Yankee Oscar November. But no Yankee. I'm from the South.
All right. Well, good job being back. You're usually right here in Texas. You've been running around for years. It's good to have you here, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, I barely plugged. We got a free T-shirt deal ends tomorrow with every order, and we got a bunch of the methylene red capsules are in. I need funds to fight the enemy. We got new studios being built. I'm going to hire extra crew, more reporters, everything. It's up to you. We've proven we fight hard. We've proven we take on the enemy. I just need your support. The products are insane. I'm asking for your support. The enemy does not want this on the air. If you don't help us get it out, supporting us financially, you're helping the enemy. It's just that simple. I'm not bitching at you. It really is that simple. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And hey, I'm giving you everything I got. My son, Rex Jones, filling in for Harrison Smith, does a pretty damn good job. He's about to take over on the War Room Live coming up. But first, some new fun promos the fans made. I've had a bunch of Christian murdering scum that run giant death factories, keeping babies alive and selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green-looking skin, whether black or white, doesn't matter. And they run around screaming, we love Satan, we want to eat babies. I have them on video. I mean, folks, this is literally like a demonic invasion. I'm telling you, that's what it is. Yeah.
I see you sitting there on that couch every damn day watching the fight, but never throwing a punch for the cause. We're in the ring for you. Now you get in it for us.
I don't got a lot of money, but I give what I can. These bottles right here, they fuel the fight. Alex is out there swinging for us. Least I can do is swing back. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Of course, we got to have the champ on the show.
Specimens have been specifically calibrated for the spread of Alpha Gal, a permanent curse on those who feast on the flesh of mammals. Real meat is finished. My ticks and mosquitoes will make sure of it. Eat the synthetic slop or starve.
Looks tasty, doesn't it?
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Yika! Attack!
Into the docking bay.
stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind. It fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dude, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the ship and cuddle. I thought you'd never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. Ha ha ha. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.